Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you, Charlie Sheen and I are really frustrated. You have this Kanye West jumping up on stage at some mindless awards show, taking over the microphone for 20 seconds, and President Obama has weighed in. The whole country is twittering about now Jimmy Carter, who says if you criticize the president in any way, you're a racist. He's saying he's very concerned about Kanye West. They know the diet of mindless fluff that the people are hungry for because we've been raised with it, forced fed it to the point of loving it. And that is why we are so enslaved. The average American doesn't know the three branches of government, but they know who Kanye West is. And so Charlie Sheen puts out 20 hard bullet points to the president and says that the victims' families of 9/11 would like to meet with him and discuss the fact that 6 of the 10 9/11 commission members say that it is a criminal cover-up taking place concerning 9/11 and that it needs to be reinvestigated. And nothing is said, nothing is done. I mean, it's all over TV that on Monday night, Charlie went to dinner with Buzz Aldrin. I was over at Charlie's house a few weeks ago, and we're talking about Buzz Aldrin's discussions of the monolith on the moon of Mars. And Charlie said, hey, my stunt man, my stunt double knows him. I ought to call him. And sure enough, they went and had a meeting and had dinner. But that is interesting. An astronaut, top Hollywood actor, meeting and having dinner. But still, is it important as Charlie Sheen wanting to meet with the president? No. There is a media blackout surrounding Charlie Sheen. They covered it some last week. Fox News demonized him. And then now he has challenged the president's White House press secretary to make a public statement about it. He has challenged John McCain's daughter, who's been demonizing Charlie, to debate him live on TV. He's challenged Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly. And you know these guys are aware of the challenge. They've been called. They've been emailed. Our listeners have been calling him. They've filled up McCain's daughter's blog with comments challenging her. And nothing has been done because they are scared. They are scared. They cannot debate Charlie Sheen. All they can do is sit back and falsely claim that they represent the families and that the families don't like what Charlie's doing with not one piece of evidence or one family member of a victim that they can trot out. They are cowards. They want 9/11 to go away. They just want to use it to set up a police state in the United States. They want to use it to destroy the republic and bring in their tyranny in a bipartisan fashion and use it to attack other sovereign countries. They do not want it discussed openly, and they certainly don't want the fact that 6 of the 10 commission members have gone public, saying that the investigation was a cover-up, a fraud, a lie. These are quotes, that there should be a criminal investigation. All they can do is name call, but they will not present the facts. They will not print Charlie Sheen's 20 bullet points. They will not talk about it. They will not discuss it. Now, it was a major victory before they had the clampdown this week. Hundreds of papers linked to the 20 points. Some papers, like the Telegraph, published it in the print edition. We've got some major magazines in the U.S. have called us wanting to reprint it. So it did put 9/11 Truth back on the front burner. But now the establishment kind of attacked it first, realized that it was blowing up in their face, and so they backed off really quick. We'll tell you about the latest flu developments. It's important. And your phone calls and a lot more coming up after this break. We'll tell you about the guest as well.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
7.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I'll tell you about the guest that we have coming up a little bit later in this hour. Three very informative guests coming up today. We're also going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. Yesterday, I saw a YouTube video by a purported off-duty soldier that dovetails with all of the data that I have from open source information or open source intelligence. Since in the video has gone viral, we have a article, a blurb on it at prisonplanet.com right now. Soldier claims authorities training to intern Americans who refuse swine flu shot. Now, that is in the executive order. In fact, we should have a more detailed story about this, regardless of whether this is accurate or not. And watching the body language, listening to the information, knowing what I know about NORTHCOM training already, I believe this person believes what they're saying is true and that they have indeed been given this training. The issue is they tell them it's real, but also training at the same time so that if they don't think the public will buy a total martial law lockdown, they would have just further used it as a live-action drill to train the military and police to set up checkpoints and lock down major cities. But yes, under Bush's executive order, under his pandemic executive order, and Obama has continued that, and under this entire system, they have prepared mass graves, incinerators, the cordoning of towns and cities, checkpoints, bracelets. Europe is saying they're going to have bracelets for people that have had shots. That is in the news. So, yes, we're only a week and a half away from the flu inoculations beginning. But the public's running out taking last year's flu shot. That even if you believe in the flu shot, it has no connection to the mutations of the regular flu this year and no connection to the H1N1. Absolutely nothing to do with it. There's a lot of medical doctors, virologists on record. We'll go over some of those news reports saying they believe that this will kill a lot of people, that the vaccine interactions are dangerous. But we are going to play that video coming up later in the hour. Soldier claims authorities training to intern Americans who refuse swine flu shot. In the video below, a soldier claims she has trained with California police to set up roadblocks and force vaccinations on the public. Those who refuse will be boarded on buses and taken to a concentration camp. She includes a photo of an RFID device she claims will be used to track people and material. She says the military and police will use electronic bracelets to track the vaccinated. Former Kansas State Trooper Greg Evanson underscored this claim last week. Have you been made aware of the massive roadblock plans to stop all travelers for a vaccine bracelet stainless steel band with a microchip on board? This will force you to take the shot, Evanson wrote. We're going to get him on the show back in July 29th. Refuse it, you will be placed on a prison bus and taken to a quarantine camp. What will you do when your children are not allowed into school without the shot? What will you do when you are not allowed into the workplace without the vaccine paperwork? Buy groceries, go to the bank, shop anywhere, get on a plane, bus, or train, use the toilet in the mall. Police officers will become loathed, feared, despised, and remembered for their official duties. Mr. Evanson made the following comment at an event in Texas, and we have a link to that video as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had emergency managers on the show. We had reporters on from Indiana in a county bordering Illinois and Chicago. And the feds came to them. FEMA came to them and said, get ready for riots, a million dead to be buried in your town. There's not even a million in the county. Get ready for dead from Chicago to be buried. Then I got secret state documents out of upstate New York about preparations for mass graves and martial law. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it came out that the color-coded alert was created for fear and political control. And every time they wanted to pass legislation or take people's liberties, Bush would order Homeland Security to issue fake alerts. This is not some mystery just because, you know, Governor Ridge comes out and admits it's true now. Ari Fleischer admitted it in a press conference in 2004. So that's what's going on. Now, I want to be clear. They are using this as a martial law takeover cover. And it certainly is a danger. They could release a real bioweapon and kill a bunch of people. But if they almost locked the whole country down in April for a couple deaths, what are they going to do when tens of thousands die from the regular flu? That is a big question that everybody needs to be debating right now. In fact, I had a bunch of guests lined up today, but I just think I'm going to cancel them because I think we should just talk about flu. Yeah, I'm going to pull the plug on the guest today, except for one guest, Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings. I want to get his political views in the last hour of the show today. But I'm going to go ahead and cancel the other guest and move him. I'm going to go ahead and just make that decision right now. I want to get Judy McLeod, writer for Canadian Free Press, award-winning journalist, formerly with the Toronto Sun. She's worked working on a big story, but we're just going to go ahead and cancel that now. And Michael Shaw about the Agenda 21 water grabbing going on around the country, part of the UN takeover. I'm just going to, so we don't have to worry about that guest info now because those are just canceled. Just have Nemo remove those. Thank you. Because I want to be able to just spend my time today covering the flu. Because I get so close to a problem. So close to a problem that I then start losing focus on just how serious it is. That happens to a lot of people that do dangerous jobs. Their problem is staying focused, like deep water, underwater, industrial diving, where they're working on oil rigs and inside ships and doing really dangerous stuff. The danger is that they get too routine about it and forget how dangerous it is. And I think all of us tend to do that. I mean, we have a psychopathic eugenics government that openly has engaged in tens of thousands of declassified chemical, biological, and radiological tests on the people, killing the people routinely. They're totally ruthless, totally wicked, totally out of control. And they're openly writing in different documents that they are planning to use controlled bioweapons releases and stage terror attacks to bring in world government. And Dick Cheney wrote in the September 20th, 2000 document that he wants to use race-specific bioweapons and legitimize their use. And we know Israel, South Africa, the United States, England, France, and others have developed these. We know the human genome is run out of Cold Springs Harbor eugenics facility for the express purposes of getting genetic cures for the elites and ways to soft kill the public with degenerative diseases that are hard to track and trace back to their black ops. So I want to tell the police and military something. I know a lot of you are starting to blow the whistle on this, and that's good, but we need more of you just to go ahead and come out public about the mass graves, the forced inoculations, and all of this. Because if we expose what they're planning, the same thing will happen, just like they tried to make police and firefighters and medical workers and other first responders, 14 million of them, in 2002, 2003, under the Model States Held Emergency Powers Act. They tried to order them with no law. They just said, oh, you'll be fired if you don't take the shots. And I did have mayors. I did have fire chiefs. I did have police chiefs on. We'd see them in local papers in Tennessee and Arkansas and Texas and New York, saying, I'm not doing this, and there's no law, and I'm telling my men and women, my officers, not to do it. Or it's their choice. But nobody's going to be fired for not taking this. And the program stopped. Because, see, if they can't make the enforcers take it, they're not going to be able to make you take it. But they have been having drills the last 10 months in Tennessee, in California, in Texas, all over, where the Army and the Marines and the National Guard and Homeland Security and dozens of other state and local agencies come out and just set up checkpoints and search people. And they'll say, oh, we had hundreds of arrests for marijuana and alcohol. And it's an anti-terror drill, but they're arresting citizens for petty issues. This is all federalization drills. And remember, 3 months ago, the governor of Tennessee said, you don't have authorization, Army, to be doing this. And the Army said, we're going to do it. Okay, buddy, under NORTHCOM and under John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They were in the news saying, we don't care. Remember what happened in Iowa 8 months ago? I had the colonel on, door-to-door gun confiscation drills. And they said, well, it's just a drill for gun confiscation. And now the feds from Boston to Chicago to Dallas are doing knock-and-talk drills where they come and say, we want to look and see if you got any legal guns in your house. They're doing this in Dallas. They're getting the cops ready for gun confiscation, and they're using gun buyback program images of people turning guns into police to acclimate people psychologically to turning their guns in. The attorney general has said he wants your guns, and he will use riots and shootouts and freakouts over the flu to get that done. There's a good chance we're about to see a Soviet-style takeover, a Stalin putsch in America. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Okay, I didn't intend to come everybody on the radio today and put out a maximum level alert, but what happens is I get distracted with other programs, other news reports, other operations that I'm working. And then the data builds up to a certain flash point, and I pull back and I see it, and all of a sudden I get an adrenaline rush. My heart almost jumps out of my chest. It hits, and like tumblers in a safe, everything clicks into place, or like putting a skeleton key in a lock, and you feel the lock unbolt and open. Guaranteed they are planning to go hot with the flu and really try to use it as a takeover. Now, I'm saying guaranteed they have got the safety off. They are locked and loaded. A whole bunch of key nexus points just came into focus clearly. Now, remember, back in January, and I've never talked about the flu being used as the takeover. That's never been our big issue. But in January, I began to see all the indicators, the mass graves, the New York State document I was sent by the Department of Cemeteries about get ready for millions dead in your cemeteries for the flu. We had emergency managers on. We played audio interviews with them about how the military was getting ready for martial law under a flu release. For checkpoints, lockdowns of cities, hardening police stations against revolution. And they're training the police for IEDs, improvised explosive devices. Every city in the country has had Homeland Security training. They're telling the police that veterans are going to come back and start bombing them. The Homeland Security report states veterans and gun owners are the main threat to Homeland Security. So NORTHCOM is set up for us. It's set up for the people that will defend this country. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. This is so sick, ladies and gentlemen. All you conservative fools who bought into Bush because he was Republican in name only. Now you don't realize that the whole Homeland Security system was set up for you, you fools. And you still are parading around cheerleading your own destruction. The banking takeover is set for the fall. They want the banking regulatory reform. They have the health care reform, and Dick Armey said it, the former Republican leader. Now, I'm not saying he's a great or trustworthy guy, but I'm saying when he comes out and seconds what we're saying, you better look out. Congressman Brune, Congressman Paul, Congressman Brown, a whole bunch of other congressmen are on record saying that Obama may use the flu fear as a pretext for martial law or to pass health care or to pass financial reform. Armies in the Dallas Morning News. Brune is in the Louisville Journal. Paul has said it on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. It is the perfect cover for a president who is cratering. For a country that's on the edge of peaceful revelation and revolution, of waking up to the New World Order. And I don't see the establishment being able to pull out of this. They've got all the assets in place. Past martial law drills did not have the assets in place, and we're not doing live action drills at this magnitude. Basically, a giant armada is off our coast, now landing forces is the military analogy here. This has every indicator of not being a drill. And soon they're not going to be able to pull back from it. So they're throwing the punch at the Republic's face right now. They got the sword coming down on us. Can we pull back? Can we get our neck out of the chopping block? I don't know. But we better get the word out now. Now, Paul Watson, let's bring Paul Watson up for a few minutes here. Paul, I need you to pick the right headline to get people's attention so they understand what's happening. I need you to put together a nexus point about how they built up all these assets, and now we have police officers, we have military people, but I can separately confirm under the executive order that CBS News cover, you just Google flu quarantine, and you'll get the CBS News article that has the executive order for the quarantines, for the cordoning, for the lockdown of cities. They've been training Secure Corps and AmeriCorps to assist the police and military. They've been having all these military drills in the name of stopping drunk drivers. They've got the police all medicalized now federally in the name of taking blood. Boston launches flu shot tracking city to pinpoint areas of low rates of vaccination for quarantine. That just came out in the Boston Globe poll. Then I've got this Reuters. We're going to come right back to you and give you your marching orders. You're my top guy on this. I need you. And then Reuters says flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. And they say, look, just get ready for a lot of people to die. Just because you take the shot and die doesn't mean it's the shot. Paul, stay there. We've got to somehow get a dispatch out to the people. This is an emergency situation, ladies and gentlemen. Red level.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear to listeners, crystal clear. The feds set up Homeland Security in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. From day one, it was set up for the American people. And what is the one thing that Homeland Security can launch that makes every American a suspect, that makes everyone a terrorist, that makes everyone a criminal? And they're already on the news saying someone who has the H1N1 and refuses to take the shot or refuses to be quarantined, why, they're a terrorist. They could kill people. It's a mild flu. I've seen the statistics that it kills people a lower percentage of the time than the regular seasonal flus. A lot of times when they announce somebody's died, it is a false positive with this flu. And we're now entering the full swing. It starts in the middle of September. We're now full swing into the flu season. From now into January, early February, it starts to taper off. And right as the vaccine is ready, they start the fear-mongering. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube videos are pouring in from military in uniform, from police. I've got emails from police pouring in. And I said I was going to open the phones up. And when I first started the show, I didn't think of how important it was to get this intelligence. So I want to tell Brendan, Paula, Lisa, Kyle, Ronnie, if you are not calling about the flu, do me a favor and go ahead and hang up. Because I went ahead and canceled the guests for today, except for Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son, but he's coming on about political issues and his new album. I don't want to cancel that one. Plus, that's the last interview, so I have time to cover this flu situation. When I opened the phones up and said cover any issue, Let's go ahead and just scrub the decks. Go ahead and release the lines. I want to specifically, I'm thinking on my feet here, folks, so much is happening, and it just really clicked for me earlier, right at the start of the show, with all this intel that I'm going to go over here in a moment. My head's spinning right now. I don't like what I'm seeing, what's being confirmed here. If you are in the military, or you are a police officer, or you are a medical worker, and you've been told you've got to take the inoculation, and you've been told they're going to be setting up checkpoints and having quarantine, or you have any information about the flu, almost everything that these police and military are saying in news articles and YouTube videos is already confirmed in mainstream announcements and fits exactly the protocols that the Pentagon and NORTHCOM have been training with local police for, that we've been covering since January. The problem is that they're now going out to the lowest level of the military unit, the smallest part, the privates, and telling them, get ready. They're now telling new police officers, people that have only been on the force a year or so, that are low level, that are rookies, that this is going to happen. They're now giving the command orders, it appears, to almost everyone in every major department and even small towns. That's what I need to confirm. I know they've got mass graves ready. I know they've got mass quarantines ready. I know they've got forced inoculations ready. It's like Obama the last month keeps saying, don't worry, we're not going to make you take the shot, but you need to. But then they order police and nurses and doctors in major cities and statewide in New Jersey and New York to take it. Same thing in France, same thing in Spain, same thing in Greece. They're ordering compulsory injections for their enforcers. And you better believe if they're going to make the enforcers and the first responders take it, they're going to try to make you take it. So we know that's the plan. And we know under level six, this is the key. Under level six, we're under UN control, and they have said they can have quarantine and forced inoculation anytime they want under level six. So this is the big issue, ladies and gentlemen. We're under level six. Now, remember back in April, I told you that, and people didn't believe the document I posted, even though it had phone numbers and names of doctors. And then 3 months later, they came out and said, yeah, we went to level six in late April and didn't tell the public. But I've got the interviews with the emergency managers about the mass graves and martial law. We've got the interviews and the secret Department of Cemeteries and funeral homes out of New York. In fact, guys, it was Aaron Dykes' article that he has the document in. It was titled Mass Graves Confirmed. Aaron Dykes, InfoWars, print that off for me. I know the flu's serious. I know it's coming up. I know we've been exposing it, making the establishment back off to a certain extent, cut back from hundreds of millions of dosages down to 50 million. Then they said, okay, we're at 50 million. Then now they say, oh, no, we do have 200 million now. So they're playing possum. You know, they're playing dead, but their whole operation is still rolling forward. So I want to believe we've backed this off. But every indicator is they're at least using it as a federalization, internationalization drill to test local police and military to see if they'll go along with checkpoints and forced inoculations, which is a perfect cover for future martial law scenarios. And we've got three congressmen on record saying that they may use this for martial law and to get their health care bill passed, their amnesty bill passed. Israel's openly in the London Telegraph on Fox News saying they may go ahead and hit Iran if we don't hit them. I mean, it's all coming together right now, and I've just got chills going up my back. So I'm going to break it all down. I wanted to get Paul Watson online with me to somehow try to crystallize all this data, this big picture, Paul, I guess with a headline like police and military being prepared for forced inoculations and martial law, and then kind of boil it down and give people the big picture. Paul Watson, how do you think we ought to attack this? Because it's not just me getting you up here, you know, to stand before the man and give you your marching orders because you're one of my best writers and somebody I know that can get the job done properly and understands the full spectrum that we're dealing with. What is your analysis? What's your take on what I'm saying? Because I'm about to get into Reuters and Boston Globe with two pieces of data that hit me this morning, and I actually staggered for a moment, Paul.
Well, what's interesting from what I've seen is at the beginning of July, the British government health authorities came out and said that by the end of August, this is in the UK, there would be 100,000 new cases of swine flu every day, and that 40 people in the UK every day would die. Now, they came out and said that in the first few days of July. Now, we're already past the middle of September, and it's proven to be completely hyped way beyond all recognition. And I believe that's because as soon as the potential was mooted that this swine flu vaccination would be mandatory, 90% plus of nurses and health workers, as well as the general public, came out and said there's no way that we're going to take a swine flu shot. And then that was prompted by the fact that the information about it containing squalene, which is linked to Gulf War syndrome, as well as mercury. And
other It triggers the hyper autoimmune response. Denver Post has colonels in it admitting that it killed and maimed large numbers of the troops that took it, and they're putting reportedly four times the squalene in this flu shot that has ever been put in any shot, including the anthrax shot, and it is guaranteed, the squalene alone, to devastate. People's brains are going to swell up. Their pancreas is going to swell up. Doesn't matter how hard you're working out, folks. You're going to be getting diabetes. They're going to go from 1 in 3 having it to everybody having it, I guess, who takes this shot. I don't mean to interrupt you, Paul, but this nexus is in with what you're saying. Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry, Reuters, and they are getting ahead of the story now with this September 16th article yesterday. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, and 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know these will happen every single year with or without swine flu vaccine campaign. So they're saying, get ready for people having strokes, having miscarriages, getting Gillian, I always mispronounce it. It's not Gillian Bernays, it's Gillian Barre. All of this happening. And they have internal CDC documents admitting it's going to do it to people and give them the autoimmune response where your body eats your brainstem. And I guess as everybody starts going into wheelchairs and convulsing and getting paralyzed, just like with Gardasil killing people, they'll just dance around and laugh about it. The sons of bitches, Paul.
Well, don't forget that both the CDC and the British Health Authorities sent out that advisory before the vaccines were completed, telling them to watch out for nerve diseases from trial guinea pigs taking the shot. So they're aware that this is going to happen, and now they're getting out ahead of the story and saying that, yeah, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are going to die, and they're just trying to lay that groundwork. So,
and they're saying, oh, it has nothing to do with it. You were happy and 18 years old and took the shot, and now you're in a wheelchair with your brainstem rotted off, with your body attacking it. It's totally normal.
The thing about it is, when all that came out about it being linked to Guillain-Barré and nerve disorders and autism, that's the point when the vast majority of people said there's no way we're taking it, which is also when governments, the French government, the British government, said that they backed off from the rhetoric that it was going to be mandatory, and started saying, making noises that it would be voluntary. But
see, that's it. They test the water, then we say no, then they're going to create fear, and they're going to have women, mainly, on TV, demanding everybody take the shot, saying, my daughter died, you didn't take the shot, you killed her, demanding it, Paul.
Yeah, that's if they ramp it up that much, and that's going to happen. But if you look at, I mean, I wrote an article a few weeks ago about these internal French government documents that state that it is going to be mandatory. So, if the testimony of this military person, who, I mean, she really needs to come out and be completely public. She's already all over YouTube, so we need to know a name and a position exactly so we can get the story out, and so it can't be dismissed by people as just someone ranting on YouTube, because from every perspective, this is what we're hearing, that they're gearing up for checkpoints and mandatory inoculations. You remember the story again we had about healthcare bill will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions in private homes. And that's a bill in America out of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. It was approved by them.
That's right. The feds have bills. Massachusetts passed a bill. Other states are passing bills to forcibly come in your house without warrants. They're openly circling us like sharks. Like we're out here on a life raft in the South Pacific, and we've got giant tiger sharks circling around us wanting to have dinner. And they're denying that we're seeing huge shark fins. But meanwhile, this is testing soft kill weapons. And that's what I've pointed out. They knew Gardasil in the trials was killing and maiming and paralyzing people with autoimmune diseases in the nerves. They knew it, so they got Perry to say it was recommended by the state so that vaccine federal damage fund would kick in, knowing it was going to kill and maim people. They knowingly put it out, admitted it didn't even protect you from human papillomavirus. Don't care. The women run out, enjoy getting sterilized, enjoy dying, bring their daughters in to be soft killed with pleasure. And then now the mothers are bringing their daughters and sons in for the new weapon. And they come out and say, yeah, it's going to hurt a lot of you, but it, you know, people are going to be dying all around you, but it's not the flu vaccine. It's quite normal to take a shot and suddenly have your brain swell up. I mean, Paul, they're just in the background turning up the ambient soft kill system like the frog in the pot. It goes on to say, yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. So they're telling the doctors, you don't diagnose this. Somebody takes this, they have a convulsion, internal CDC says it's going to do this to them, but when they have a degenerative neurological disorder, it was not the shot. Do you understand that, doctor? The doctor's like, yes, I understand. I don't want liability. And they're going to pay a bounty to British doctors for every shot they give people? Go ahead.
Well, they're now running commercials on British television, which encourage girls to get this HPV vaccine, even though it's been linked with hundreds of deaths, both in this country and the U.S. So, you know, they're getting desperate. I mean, this happened with MMR in Britain, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, when about 90% of British parents rejected it and stopped getting their children immunized with it. And then that prompted the government to start a propaganda campaign to get them back on board. So that's
and threatening to take their children.
Yeah, but from all the response that I've seen, the vast majority of people will not take this swine flu vaccine. And anyone who's in any kind of position of authority has got to recognize that. So if they make it mandatory, then all hell's going to break loose, basically.
But that's what they want, Paul. And while all hell's breaking loose, they can pass all their legislation and set up the new world government, the new financial reform.
Well, that's a possibility. But, I mean, take France, for example. Whenever the French government tries to do anything that's mildly unpopular, the country just shuts down for a week.
They don't have fluoridated water there.
No. I mean, that wouldn't happen in America. It wouldn't happen in the UK because everybody's docile. But still, from the reaction, whether people are willing to back up their words with the actual action or cave into the fear-mongering remains to be seen.
Well, let's say 10% of people refuse to quarantine and fight back. That will be 30. Well, I mean, what's 10% of 300 million? That's 30 million.
30 million in the U.S. and about 6 million people in the U.K.
Well, look, that's why the feds are training police to take blood without warrants. And now we've confirmed in Austin, in just regular crime cases, you'll come in as a witness for somebody and they'll just grab you and say, we can take your blood now. And they're just taking, I mean, this country is completely gone. I mean, it is just, the government is completely psychopathic, out of control. They've always got these sick rationalizations for everything they're doing, Paul. And, you know, the key here is this is being used as a worldwide police state grid for the UN to implement and exercise its global federal control over the nation states. And they are definitely getting police and military ready for checkpoints and transponders, and they may not get away with it this time, but it's all part of the process. And we need a big article to point out to people, this is happening. I believe they are going to attempt it, Paul. They've moved too many assets into place. So we need to get an article out exposing that, but also an article that has all the facts so people can make their own decision, and an article that tells the listeners and the readers that you need to get out and spread the word about how dangerous these vaccines are and just how ridiculous all this is. Because if we have a mass awakening to this, we can derail this system.
Well, if they go ahead full board, Alex, what they'll do is just say, you know, you don't want the vaccine, that's fine, but you don't travel. You can't get in an airport. They'll take people's privileges away, and that's the only way they're going to get people who previously refused to take
it. Well, exactly. No, no, they're saying they're going to grab you off the road. And they'll have checkpoints everywhere, and it isn't even meant to stop people traveling. It's just meant to set the precedent. That's why they've been training cops to drive buses for decades for martial law. And, yep. Paul, anything else?
No, that's it, I think.
Okay, get the big report out, because Boston's saying they're going to track what neighborhoods have been inoculated and what neighborhoods haven't. So it's really happening. Good job, Paul Watson. Stay with us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that my thoughts are a little bit scattered here because I'm just collating all this data. I don't like the picture I'm seeing, okay? It looks bad. And I'm just sick of these people. I'm sick of every day hearing about some girl that died or got paralyzed from their Gardasil shot. Won't you people just stop killing us? We've got a right to defend ourselves, you bastards. You got us cornered. You kidnap over a million of our kids every year without due process. You run around and squeeze us. Government's too big. Bunch of stinking bankers. I don't know what to do except to expose these people. And I don't enjoy the position I'm in. I don't like being a leader. I don't like wanting to work 20 hours a day and not having a life, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not complaining about the burden. I just wish it would stop. It's like a roller coaster ride you can't get off of. And it just goes on and 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 on. But I'm going to try to get focused, go over the evidence, and I want to hear from police, military, nurses. People are being told they have to take the shots. See, Obama is up there saying you don't have to take the shot, don't worry. But then he has his surrogates come out and say, oh, well, we might have to force the shots on you. So they play good cop, bad cop. And then they're telling nurses and police all over the country in different departments. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Reuters. It's in the Boston Globe. It's been in the news for the last month. They're telling nurses they've got to take it. They're trying to broach the subject to police, but they're saying no. So the good news is people are saying no. Praise God for that. But I want to take your calls. I want to talk to the military and police. Because we've already talked to emergency managers and others back in January about them planning this. And I just know that our enemies are capable of anything to get their world government. And they need a global crisis, and the flu is tailor-made. They set up the police state grid. They tell you it's for men in caves. And then they tell you, oh, it's for the flu. Oh, it's for gun owners. Oh, it's for conservatives. Brendan in California, you got any intel for us?
Hi, Alex. Just some of my thoughts on this particular topic.
Sir, hold on. I'm not trying to be mean, Brendan, but I'm gonna give you 1 minute. But after this, I can't do it. I have to keep the lines open for police and military and medical workers. We need the information. But go ahead and give us your point.
I was just gonna say, they can't do terrorist style attacks because that would turn American people away from domestic changes that Obama wants to accomplish and would refocus people on external threats. But the domestic bioemergency will support domestic federal takeover, which conveniently plays into the health reform agenda now on the table. And at the same time, also the only way that local and state authorities will get in line with federal direction. It also succeeds in removing focus from continued military buildup abroad, which is a weak point for Obama.
Yes.
And in addition, vaccine reactions will require additional health care. If government is blamed, then they'll have to make good. And if they're not blamed, then it simply plays into the general agenda.
Genius. I'm glad you did call in and broke the rule, because you just crystallized it all. That's what Dick Armey said. He said, the former leader of the Republicans in the House, he said they're going to use this to weigh down health care and say, see, we've got to have government health care because it bankrupts the states. And that is exactly what they're starting to say now. So you're absolutely right. You should write that up and send it to writers@infowars.com and give us your perspective on it. Anything else, Brendan?
That's it.
God bless you. Now, look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm sure Lisa, Kyle, Ronnie, Brian, I'm sure everybody's got great points. But after I take these calls, only police, military, first responders, medical workers, and then we've got video and audio clips coming up in the next hour of police and military confirming the plans for quarantines and checkpoints. They're going to take you away to the FEMA camps.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right. Clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Reuters and the government are preparing the public for deaths and neurological disorders. Their own internal documents admit that the flu shot is linked to this, the flu vaccine. So they're spinning it, saying, get ready for our millions of deaths, but it's not going to be vaccine related. They're brainwashing the doctors and medical workers to go along with this. I want to talk to military. I want to talk to police, medical workers who can confirm the reports we're getting about them preparing mass graves. That's been confirmed, but I want to hear it directly from the police and military. Quarantines, checkpoints, you name it. William in Delaware attended flu conference. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I went down to that swine flu conference, and something I noticed that was interesting was that Frank D. Palela was running the mass casualty breakout session, and he was also the one, I think, that was in charge of taking care of the bodies after 9/11. And he's also the guy that lost that computer, I think it was 2005 or 2007.
Refresh my memory, what was the computer?
The computer with images of 9/11 victims. He was parked down on Church Street when his SUV was broken into, and a computer was stolen. It just looks like it's all the same players. And I just sent a scanned copy to you guys over your. I've sent one to Paul Hartman. I'm gonna send more. You tell me where to send this stuff. I could send it to you, but it's got a picture, the name, and all the background of each individual person. And what breakout session, business continuity planning, the mass casualty management, pandemic showstoppers, what leads to success. I mean, it's a 28-page program that I was able to get out of the Hyatt Regency down there in D.C.
And now, we had the cover sheet about taking people's kids out of the schools and forcibly inoculating them. You're saying you have the actual document out of that key conference in D.C., let's get that to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson right now. Yeah, Hartman will forward that to Watson and Kurt, but Kurt at InfoWars.com is a good place to CC it as well. Give us more intel of what you saw in the meeting.
Well, I didn't last very long. I was down there trying to, I registered the day before to try to get down there and take some notes. The woman spoke broken English over the phone. I was trying to tell her that I'm down there, you know, as just a freelance reporter. And I got down in the basement of the place and got kicked out by a woman in a burqa saying that no media was allowed. I met with Reuters out front, and they weren't allowed in any of the breakout sessions. There were state and local officials all at this conference that was $3,000 a head, and no media was allowed in.
And the federal government has cited that meeting as one of the key planning meetings for what's being planned, but they wouldn't let the media in. I remember seeing that. But you went and got the internal intel. God bless you. We're going to get this report out right now. Hartman, did you see him? Did you get his email? Okay, well, just send it to Reuters at InfoWars. Send it to Rob D. at InfoWars. Send it to Kurt so we have copies of it, and we will get your scan up. Can you write like a one-page boil down of what you witnessed there and what you saw?
Well, I actually had a hidden video. It's posted on YouTube. Just YouTube search Swine Flu Conference in D.C., and you'll see me getting kicked out by this woman and me actually attaining this this program.
Okay, Swine Flu Conference D.C. is the name of the YouTube video. We will get that in Paul Watson's report right now. Anything else you can tell us, William?
No, just thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for everything the guys do, Alex. And I'd like to be able to keep the lines of communication open.
Stay there. The illusion created by the Power Elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to try to not put in my two cents. I'm just going to ask questions. And then I'm going to recap, coming up later in the hour, the big picture of what's happening with this flu, how it's being used as the cover for a complete takeover. Now, things are not going good for the globalist. People are not receptive to their forced inoculation, their quarantines, their lockdowns of cities, their mass grave preparations. But that is confirmed to be going on. And it's now being confirmed in the mainstream media, and they're beginning to spin it and acclimate it and try to sell it in a non-threatening way. And so I'm going to spend the whole show today on this. Going back to William, and then I'm going to open the phones up to police, military, first responders, people that have been to flu conferences, specifically on plans for martial law. Then I'm going to play several interviews, one with a police officer at a public event in Texas, and another with a member of the military who's working with local police in California. And we know the Army and Marines are working with CHIPS for checkpoints, claiming it was for DWIs, which is totally illegal. So we know they're using that as a cover story. So, see, I have all this other backstory intel And then we have the Boston Globe saying they're getting ready to have certain areas and keep maps of who's been vaccinated where and what house. So this doesn't look good. William, in a nutshell, why did you go to the big flu conference? Why are you doing this? And what do you think's really behind all this?
Well, let me tell you, Alex, I know these globalists are eugenicists. You're the one who woke me up. I went off on my own and did my own research, and everything you say I was able to back up through, you know, government-based websites and whatnot. I've got two little girls here, you know, and I just am scared to death for their future. What I'm trying to do is put a team together here in Delaware that we can go down to Washington on a regular basis with hidden cameras, open cameras, and get these, our so-called representatives on video, on tape, trying to get them to explain to us what it is they're doing, what it is they're planning. We know what they're doing. We just need to get it on tape. And if anybody in Delaware or the surrounding area, go to Facebook, We Are Change Delaware, and drop me a line. I suggest this all across the country. You've got to get together. You've got to pick up your cameras, because right now it is the information war, and the cameras are the only way to pierce their veil.
Brendan, we've got your number. We're going to stay in contact. We've got your documents. We're going to get them up in Paul Watson's article. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Now, for years, people have asked me, what is the solution to fight the New World Order? States' rights, being informed, saying no to tyranny, demanding national sovereignty be restored, not eroded. But I've also said, go to city meetings, go to state meetings, go to committee meetings, go to city council meetings, go to county commissioner meetings, go to school board meetings. Government is so corrupt, and different city organizations and poverty pimp organizations are so corrupt that you walk into almost any meeting and you say, I've got drugs, I've got hookers. They will, most of them will instantly say, great, I've got cocaine to sell you, and pull it out of their desk. How many times have I told you? You follow a corrupt judge, don't do anything illegal, follow them, surveil them. If it's a corrupt judge taking people's kids without due process, they're guaranteed to be on drugs or child molesters or doing something illegal. These people are criminals. And if, look at what the folks did to Acorn, every office they went into. I got 12-year-old sex slaves. I want to launder money. I want to cheat on my taxes. Great, we'll take care of you. I'm telling you, this thing is so rotten. How many times have I told you? You go attack any area of the New World Order and attack it with cameras peacefully. You scratch the skin anywhere, pus will just spew out. And we will just continue to discredit these criminals and expose these criminals. I'm telling you, you got corrupt cops doing illegal things in your town? You start following them around when they're off duty, they're going to be doing illegal stuff. And you just put it on YouTube, and their life is over politically. You use the truth, you use the law to burn them down politically. We're not playing games. We don't have long. They're going to shut the web down the next 2 years on their current timeline. We're going to fight that as well. But look, we got time to smash these bastards right now if you'll simply engage them like William did. We don't have time to play games, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a blueprint to bring these people down. They're criminals. Anytime you investigate them, you're going to find complete crime going on. Every time I go to the Capitol, I catch bribery or corruption, and it becomes the news. I mean, it's just everywhere. This country is run by criminals. Now, there are a lot of good police and military and bureaucrats that live in and around it, and they're all sick of it. I knew that local government groups and corporations were trying to shut down Access TV in Austin, the birthplace of it. I walked into a board meeting and I said, I know you're stealing money. And they all freaked out and started begging. I just used a basic police tactic. And then I said, okay, now I know they're engaging in crime. So I started recording them. Then I gave it to the police, and the director is in Huntsville. I'm told he's just about to get out. But the point is, it went higher than him, but they wanted to stop it because it was tied in with local businesses in the city. Still, ladies and gentlemen, when I say they're almost completely criminal, they are. My God, ladies and gentlemen, if they'll steal $23.7 trillion in 10 months out in the open, they'll do anything. DynCorp openly runs child kidnapping rings and doesn't get in trouble. That's what I'm telling you. They're poisoning our water. I can't believe that this doesn't stop. It just, the corruption just goes on because it's institutionalized. Okay, now I'm going to your calls. And I want to hear from police and military and folks. Lisa in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for your 20-hour days. I appreciate what you're doing. I also want to bring something up. My children are on the state health insurance fund because we couldn't afford to buy health insurance. And I realized that they maintain the insurance company, you know, which has the state contract, maintains data on when they have their checkups. If they're late, if they don't have their checkups on time, which is when they get their shots, you get mailing about it. You might even get phone calls about it. I have gotten phone calls about it.
No. The new system is, the new free health care is, you come get the cancer shots, you go get the poison shots, or CPS comes and takes your kids. It's already started in England.
So what's our answer? To try and fund your own health care?
Yeah, that's their plan, is they're going to bankrupt the economy and the society where we're all forced onto their system. And then they can just have their way with us. That's what's so diabolical about this. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you do. Try to eat healthy. Try to live outside the city. The illegal aliens get free health care and they don't get harassed. It's because we're compliant that this is happening to us.
Yeah, I just want to stay off the government database. I don't like them knowing, you know, whether or not they've been to the doctor or what they've done and what they even know. I have a chronic illness, and they already know what the preventive recommendations are. And if I didn't get my eye exam, if I didn't get my feet examined, they let me know. They write me a letter saying, "Gee, our records indicate that you didn't get your eyes checked this year." I want to get off that database somehow. And I guess
everybody's going on it. Everyone is going to be listed as a terrorist. It was 2,100,000 in January, 25,000 new names a month. It's since been secret, so it's probably up at 1.5 million or close to it right now. And no judge, no jury. You just go on it. If you have bad credit, you're going to go on the terror list. They're just creating secret lists, secret police, and just doing it. Ma'am, I wish it wasn't happening. It's a scientific dictatorship. They mean business. We've got Tommy in Virginia, DOD contractor. Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Great to
good,
talk
sir.
To you again. All right. Yeah, I'm a former DOD contractor. Luckily, since I wasn't, enlisted in the military, I never had to get the flu shots, but though the company I work for did try to push them on us. When you had Wayne Madsen on, where's he? I'd like to hear some more from him. He supposedly went to the swine flu conference. And anyway, that's what got me looking into it. And I went down here and found the business continuity global pandemic planning at Visa. So I started looking into that. And I've emailed to Kurt just a few minutes ago some information. And I'm hoping you guys will find these reports. I found the microbiological threat to financial institutions and global economy, advanced pandemic planning for executives, and this is a huge report.
Yeah, that's infrastructure protection, yes.
Yeah, right, but it was a meeting done with Charles Schwab, Chicago First, Citigroup, Fidelity, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Morgan Stanley, on and on and on, Visa, of course. Anyway, and the stuff in there is shocking, and then there's this Orlando stuff. I used to work for the city of Orlando, and my uncle was a he retired as a captain of the downtown Orlando Fire Department, and so anyway, I came across this Florida Hospital Association and American Red Cross influenza pandemic tabletop exercise, and it's where they went through scenarios, peri-pandemic, pre-pandemic, and post-pandemic, and it's chock full of stuff that needs to get out there. It's
checkpoints, body bags, how to deal with all the dead bodies, how to lock down cities. Is that what you're reading in there?
It's deeper than that. They use the H5N1 as a model. It says large numbers of death. This is their scenario. Large numbers of death, overcrowding hospitals, morgues, and the even the funeral homes and casket supplies running low. Food is limited due to grocery stores delayed shipments because of truck drivers, sick. Stock exchanges have shifted to electronic trading after influenza outbreak occurred among traders on the floor, and prolonged school closings. This was done in Orlando, and they talk about them bringing in cruise ships for either a quarantine or hospital use, and on and on and on. Like I said, I sent y'all an email where y'all can get this. If y'all can't find it, I'll send you the copy.
Tell you what, stay there. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
ecigarettesnational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will
Tommy's a former DOD contractor, finishing up with him. Yeah, Tommy, we get so many emails. Try to send it again to Hartman@Infowars.com, and we'll just get those particular government reports up on PrisonPlanet.com. The big piece Paul Watson's doing right now, we're forwarding all that to him. Anything else you want to add about these documents? Separately, I have the flu pandemic level 6 plan by the World Health Organization, and it says mass quarantines, forced inoculations, if they choose. So they've already have that power implemented, I believe illegally and unconstitutionally. Then, of course, I got this months ago, Division of Cemeteries, State of New York, Department of State, preparing for mass graves, hundreds of thousands per graveyard. Do they have room to bury people for the flu pandemic? So you put all this together, it is not a pretty picture.
No, it's scary, and we, you know, we got to just keep the focus on it and get people out there spreading the word and doing their own research so they know beyond a doubt that it's, you know, real. And, you know, let's get this nipped in the bud. You know, I'm very scared for everybody, including my daughters and myself. And, you know, how far is this thing going to go if we don't stand up and speak up against it, you know?
Absolutely. So, this is a test.
I'm going to reach out to my uncle. Like I said, he was a captain of the downtown Orlando Fire Department for like 30 years, and he was sent to 9/11 after that to help out there. I'm going to talk to him on that too and see what he knows. And you know, I'm reaching out to all the celebrities that I know and have worked for or with. It's great that Charlie Sheen's done what he's doing. It's helped me get through to people that I couldn't before. And you know, we need more people like
I hear you
to help.
Tommy, good to hear from you. Lisa in New Jersey. Lisa, you're on the air. Already went to Lisa. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was in a major pharmacy chain yesterday. I don't know if I can say the name or not.
Go ahead.
But, it was Walgreens.
And, okay.
Inside this chain, there was a Take Care clinic. Now, I'm getting a prescription filled, and at this Take Care clinic, they are getting out flu shots. I didn't go up to the lady. I didn't say anything. She comes to me saying, you need to get a flu shot. If you don't get a flu shot, you know, on and on and on and on. So I went along with it, and I said, well, what is in the flu shot? And she said, oh, you know, just the normal stuff. I said, let me see the little insert in the box. And I highlighted for her the formaldehyde, the squalene, all the bad stuff in there. I said, are you telling people that they're injecting themselves with these toxic poisons? And she said, well, they're inactive ingredients. I said, yes, but they are still ingredients. Furthermore, when you get the flu shot, you have to put your name, your address, all your information into a database. I said, where does this information go?
No, that's it. Yeah. They are preparing, Massachusetts admits and the feds admit that they are creating a database for forced inoculation. So even if they don't go to full martial law with this, they are testing the infrastructure for national databases of who and hasn't had the shot.
Well, I'm an EMS worker and my fiance is a registered nurse. And I said, I've read the warnings that are on it, and I said, well, there's nothing on here about autoimmune, you know, problems. There's nothing on here about nervous disorders. The most it says on the warning paper that they give you is that you might feel sick for a couple of days, and at the most, an adverse reaction, you might have to be hospitalized for 48 hours until they can get some kind of, you know, antigen or something. I said, that's a complete lie. That's a complete falsity.
And well, it also has thimerosal in it.
Well, that the mercury, exactly. I said, what is, and they say there's another shot that doesn't have those in it. And I said, let me see that paper. And I highlighted all the negative stuff to her. Now, there's about 5 people around me, and the pharmacy's right across the way. I see the lady at the pharmacy go to the phone, right? She gets on the phone. She's, you know, looking at me, talking on the phone. 5 minutes later, there's a cop there, saying, are you disturbing the peace, or you have to leave? And I said, I didn't do anything. This lady
But see, they've all been brainwashed. If you even ask questions, you're a terrorist. or a terrorist sympathizer. I have the FBI training video just asking any questions, being an American, you're evil. So how did this end with the cop?
Well, I said, fine, I'll be prepared to leave. I'll just go. But I have those little glasses with the camera in it, and I have it all on tape.
You need to upload that to YouTube immediately and send it to us. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the process of that right now, actually.
Send it to Hartman as soon as you do. We'll link it. Good job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another.
I was just talking to Charlie Sheen. Big developments on that front, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. Oh, we got the flu hysteria going on. Open preparations for martial law, forced inoculations. Separately, Jaron Neihardt was saying that, yes, he's seeing Walgreens ads on TV. Jaron, pop in on the mic. Confirming how they're pushing the flu shot. We were at Walgreens the other day, and they had a sign up taking Homeland Security Amber Alert feeds about some missing Alzheimer's patient. And so private businesses, big government billboards are flashing messages to people. Then coming up, we're going to go to Alan in Texas, a medical worker. Bill, New Hampshire, DOD worker. Dan, Colorado, wife is active duty. I'm asking for intel because coming up in the next hour when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have police officers in Texas. We have military people going on video saying, yes, they're getting ready to set up checkpoints. We're training for it now. And that's in the level 6 pandemic training manuals. That's confirmed that they're preparing for that. But the new information is they're saying they're going to do it. That's the issue. So this is already confirmed. We're just double, triple, quadruple confirming and getting more intel. So we're going to go to Alan, Bill, Dan, Ronnie, Brian, and others. 1-800-259-9231. We're only taking calls from people that have direct intel, medical workers or husbands or wives of medical workers, military people, police officers, law enforcement people who are being told they've got to take the shots. That's now in the news. Again, Obama says that you don't have to take it, but they're going to try to make the police and medical workers take it. That's confirmed. And then I've got all this other intel I'm going to break down in the next hour, but I wanted to bring Jaron in here briefly. Jaron, what are you seeing with the Walgreens ads?
I actually heard on the radio for the past couple of weeks they've had ads saying that their pharmacists are rigorously trained to provide flu vaccinations and you need to come in and get one.
But I've also read what that caller said confirming they put you in a database. And so that's part of the forced inoculation later to see who's had the shot and who hasn't.
Wow.
I mean, so they're definitely beta testing forced inoculations for the future. And they may drop the hammer now because look at how everything's coming to a head right now.
Hey, also, I wanted to tell you while I'm on the air, programming note, Wayne Madsen at 1 o'clock.
Wayne Madsen at 1 o'clock on the flu.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to Alan, Bill, Dan, Ronnie, Brian, and others with breaking intel on what's happening, and we're going to shift into a war room mode at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with a flu section that we've already had posted. We're going to put it back on the main page and start updating it with the latest intel because now it's begun. But I wanted to go to a sponsor for the next 5-6 minutes who makes this show possible and who I really believe in. And it's Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. Talk about preparedness. You can get a solar panel for it. They've got the little adapter for the power system it uses. Ecola Blue has that available. They have links to the type of solar panels that are good for running it. I know Jesse Ventura's got an Ecola Blue now that he's going to use when he's down in Mexico. With all of this preparedness going on, now is the time to get off the grid or at least get somewhat self-sufficient before they do completely drop the hammer. Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. We're saying they're lined up and preparing and may do it. And congressmen are saying that. But I really do believe in the Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator. It cuts out the drugs that are in the tap water, the chemicals in the water table, pesticides, the chemicals they add to the water, fluoride, chlorine, a bunch of other chemicals, viruses, bacteria, dead pathogens, dead bacteria, lead pipes, fixtures, new and old, new brass, can have to 8% lead. It just goes on. Protection against shortages, bio attacks, outbreaks. It's good to have your own water supply. And it goes through the filter, the UV. The filter adds minerals you need back in the water. It has excellent neutral pH. Hot and cold water comes out of it, and it just goes on and on. They have a special offer today, 20% off on the Ecola Blue 28, Thursday, September 17th through Monday, September 21st. Coupon code Alex Jones, no spaces or lowercase. It is no spaces, lowercase. Type Alex Jones in at EcolaBlue.com to get 20% off or call toll-free 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Going to Lisa Pelton, Regional Sales Director for Ecola Blue. Haven't had her on before. It's great to talk to you, Lisa.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
It is awesome to have you here with us. In a nutshell, tell us about the Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator.
Well, you know, the Ecola Blue 28 will produce up to 7 gallons of pure water per day. And it is a fundamental necessity that we have good, clean, pure water because we can't, for ourselves and our family, count on anybody else to provide it.
Absolutely. And explain to people, some people go water out of the air. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top.
Well, it does, but what it does is it pulls out the humidity out of the air, it filters it, sends it through a multi-stage filtration process, and then it provides either cold or hot water for your use. But it also remineralizes it, so, you know, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about fluoride, chlorine, chloramines. You don't have to worry about pesticides. it's just one less thing that we have to worry about in battling the troubles we're seeing today.
Well, I know I've got an Ecola Blue at my house and in my office, and I know people just give us rave reviews that get them. There's just so much stuff in the tap water. Even if you try to filter it, it only reduces it. This is out of the air, the cleanest source out there, neutral pH, the best tasting water you've ever had. And it's stored in a stainless steel tank and has a UV antifungal antibacterial light on top of it. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. For the next 3.5-4 days or until next Monday, you're running a 20% off right now.
That's right, Alex. Anybody who calls in or checks the website, if you give them the coupon Alex Jones, you're going to get 20% off.
Well, that's just awesome. Again, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or EcolaBlue.com. People can call throughout the week, through the weekend, and until next Monday in the afternoon. You can call and get your Ecola Blue and get 20% off on an already really good price. Incredible units. Find out more at EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. Anything else that needs to be added, Lisa?
Well, you know, we just have to be very conscientious about what we're taking now that we have the eugenic czar in there. And so with the Ecola Blue, that gives you the foundation for you and your family to not have to worry about the most important thing you put in your body, and that's water.
Absolutely. They put all those chemicals and toxins in there and laugh about it, knowing the average person gullibly is just guzzling it. The best system out there is the Ecola Blue. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you. Lisa Pelton, Regional Director of Sales for EcolaBlue.com. And again, if you missed that number, it's toll-free, 800-691-6043 or EcolaBlue.com. Okay, getting back into the flu. Alan in Texas, medical worker. What's your intel on what's really happening? Is it true, or have you heard they're getting ready for forced quarantines, lockdowns, checkpoints, bracelets, proving you've had the shot? If you remove the bracelet or don't take the shot, they put you on a bus and take you to a FEMA camp.
I have not heard any of that stuff, Alex. I do work with vaccination programs at the county level, and if I had any kind of secret info to share with you, it would be that I've been told by a number of people that they don't even expect to receive delivery of this vaccine in time for it to do, you know, in my opinion, any good. I think in your opinion, you would say that it's, you know, poisoning people and stuff. I don't think they have the capacity to produce it. I don't think we're going to be able to take delivery of it. I think the bulk of this flu season will have come and gone by the time we have the H1N1 vaccine.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, I do just want to say, Alex, I listened to your show since you were on that FM station in Austin in the late 90s, and I agree wholeheartedly with so much you do and your take on the command and control government that's going on. But I just, this stuff about the vaccinations, Alex, I'm not on board with it. And
sir, did you hear me 3 years ago talk about Gardasil killing people in the trials?
I've been involved in Gardasil vaccination, and until that stuff was politicized by Governor Goodhair wanting to give that company millions of dollars, you have a trial system to identify problems with vaccines and things, and there are side effects to vaccinations. You know, I bet you're going to have about one per million that get any vaccination probably do have dire physical effect from it. I would not dispute that for a minute.
But what about Guillain-Barré? I mean, the CDC's own documents saying they're worried about neurological problems.
I believe that what they were trying to do with those documents is that it is a rare disorder, and again, I don't think that this is going to happen. I think that they were concerned there was going to be so much more of an uptick in these flu vaccinations because of the concern, and frankly, and I'm with you, the hype about this H1N1, that you were going to have so many more vaccinations in a normal year, and you would have so much more of a chance of this Guillain-Barré, which is a very treatable disease, but it's a rare disease, and it mimics the symptoms of things that doctors don't typically worry about. I think there was an effort to communicate out to first responders and to people in the medical community of what the symptoms of that was so that they could avoid deaths and you know, crippling. I mean, people basically become paralyzed for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know why they stopped giving the smallpox shot? It was causing some type, according to medical doctors we've had on, and the Defense Department's own documents is why they quit. It was causing some type of autoimmune inflammation in the heart valves, and people were having heart attacks.
Yeah, I know nothing of this. I don't know anything about the smallpox.
Okay, well, listen, Alan, I understand that you disagree with some of it, disagree with other points. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that they're preparing mass graves and quarantines and checkpoints, and I have that confirmed mainstream news. Now, will they implement that? I pray to God not. I got three children. I live right in the epicenter of this in the U.S., Texas. That's where it first popped up here. I'm not pleased. I want to try to turn this around. But we've got some video and audio clips coming up that fit into all the other intel I have that will curl your hair. Bill in New Hampshire, DOD worker, you're on the air, Bill. Thanks for calling.
What's happening?
Worldwide transmission. What's your info, sir?
Sir, I am a DOD worker, and my boss, we come around with safety grams every week or so, and they were saying that they want to give us flu shots, or they're going to set us up to give us flu shots. And I'm sitting there listening to this going, I'm not falling for this. I'm not going for that. And they're like, well, my boss like, well, you don't have to take it if you don't want. But I'm like, well, I'm not going to take it. And another point where they're setting up for the police state is all the security around where I work are all in digital urban camo uniforms now. All the police that are on the yard, everybody, they're all carrying M16s, and they're all in digital camo. They're not in police uniforms anymore. And I'm like, what the hell is this about?
Are you saying DOD police are in the gray uniforms, or are you saying regular police?
The regular yard police that they have that patrol the yard are in the urban digital camo.
Yeah, see, first they put everybody in the same black top to unify the commands, and then now they have the police starting to dress like that. And we've confirmed they've got Army and Marine Corps checkpoints all over the country acclimating the state police to accept this. I hope this is just more acclimation. I hope they're not getting ready to drop the hammer.
It's scary at work. It's like, what is going on? In the last few months, it's like, what is going on around in this place? And I got brought in because I wore an Comrade Obama shirt to work one day, and security friggin' freaked out. They absolutely lost their mind. They brought me into a room and said, what are you doing? I'm like, what? You can't wear a shirt like that. That's a government installation. I go, it's my freedom of speech. I can wear whatever I want. And they detained me for an hour, and they asked me questions, and it was just insanity.
Okay, very interesting, sir. Stay in contact with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Colorado, whose wife is active duty. Sir, what's your info?
Well, my wife hasn't been told that she has to take it yet, but we do know from the meeting where the CDC meeting in Denver a few weeks ago, where the Pentagon representative actually stated, you know, that all military will have to take it. So it doesn't matter what state you're in. If you're DOD, you're going to take it. And so I told my wife that, and she's got a doctor who's going to write in her chart that she actually has an allergic reaction to the flu. But, you know, Alex, I was curious as to your relationship with Jane Burgermeister, because I've done a lot of research on this, and it seems to be very credible. And for the last gentleman who just called in, I mean, if you were to expose him to some of the research that she's done, what's going on in Austria and Ireland and England.
Sure. And she's a fine lady. Before she went public, we were covering back in January and February and March the bird flu. That was in Bloomberg. That was in the London Telegraph. It was in the news that the bird flu vaccine, that live weaponized bird flu was mixed with some of the vaccine material in 14 different countries, and the Czech Republic found it. So we have reported that. I have worked getting her on the show. One day, some stuff came up. We got our time zones messed up. I didn't have her on. Then that was kind of taken not in a positive way, so I just backed off. Because, you know, when I'm setting guests up and I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. So her info is fine. We're glad she's over there doing what she's doing. She looks very credible and nice in the YouTube video. And but we can sit here and cover the flu ourselves, and I wish her all the luck with what she's doing.
Okay.
Okay, appreciate your call. All right, we're going to go to break and come back. But people keep emailing me saying, why don't you talk about the bird flu? We were the big show here in the U.S. that really pushed that out in the open, got it on Coast to Coast AM. We've been covering the whole bird flu situation over there before anybody else really was. So, yes, we know all about that. We did dozens and dozens of programs on it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are live. Then back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. 8 after, we got Wayne Madsen up on Capitol Hill. He's been snooping around at the press club and trying to get into flu conferences to find out what the game plan really is. He's going to be coming on the show. I got a bunch of video and audio clips when we go live next hour at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 after. of military people, police officers saying, yes, they're going to have checkpoints, bracelets. That's in the level six plan. So they're clearly training some police and military and the MPs to get ready for this. But is that just training or are they really going to do it? Well, they're going to do it if they can get away with it. But the bigger issue is they're using the flu as a cover story for all their other political actions. Bob in San Diego, a medical worker. Bob, they're telling medical workers in New York and New Jersey they're going to be forced to take the shot. Are they telling you that in California?
I can't really say much here, but what I'm going to say is I work for a large hospital in San Diego in the corporate capacity. There's no interface between myself and anyone who's sick. I mean, what the deal is basically we got a notice this morning saying that if we don't take the shot, what happens is we have to go to a special class that'll show us how to wear these respirators, and we have to wear them daily to work. So, you know.
So you have to wear respirators for a flu that's a light flu. It's just all part of fear-mongering and creating this hypochondriac society. But don't worry, Homeland Security will save us.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, I'm not taking it. You know, if I have to wear a mask, I have to wear a mask. I just, you know, I don't see it being a good thing.
What are the other medical workers saying?
There's a few of us, you know, that are, you know, pretty outspoken about it at this point. But, I mean, I just kind of wanted to say, I mean, it's UCSD Medical Center in San Diego. If you guys want to call up, I mean, just, I think somebody needs to hassle these people because it's a big issue. I mean, if anyone wants to call the number, it's 619-543-6222. 619-543-6222.
Well, it's over 55% of nurses in New York said in a poll they're not going to take it. It's higher than that in England. I mean, what are your coworkers saying? They're just going to submit to whatever shots the government says? Or?
Oh, I'd say 95%. Yeah, I mean, 98%. I mean, there's a few of us that are talking about it. And I mean, I don't think.
I wonder why Americans are different. I wonder why the Brits say no, but we say yes. What happened to us?
It's been a long road, you know. I mean, it's just slowly incrementalism, like you always say. You know, that's how they're pulling this off. No one really even knows what's going on at this point. You know,
I think you're going to find it's more than 5% that are against it, because in New York we're talking over half are saying they're not going to take it, or who knows? There's some type of special spell they got over people in California. It's like another planet, but my God, what are your other coworkers saying that don't like it?
Well, they're pretty much hip to the whole program. I mean, if you learn about one thing, you know, everything else sort of falls into place. I mean, it's other people who listen to your show. Yeah. So,
well, God bless you. I mean, anything else you want to add, Bob?
Well, they're making the alternative. I mean, I just want to point out the alternative is that you have to wear a mask to work every day, and it's going to be, that's no fun, you know, and there's a special class that you have to go to how to use the mask and everything. I mean, it's...
Yeah, next they'll try to make you wear yellow stars. It's all part of the medical dictatorship, just like Nazi Germany.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us on this Thursday edition, the 17th day of September 2009. Wayne Madsen popping in for about 15 minutes the next hour to give us his take on what's happening with the flu hysteria that's being generated. I want to recap all the top stories on this front. They are clearly attempting to test the waters to send up a trial balloon for forced inoculations, for checkpoints, for mass roundups, for arrest. And so I'm going to be news blitzing over all of that coming up at the bottom of the next hour after Wayne Madsen and continuing with your phone calls. In fact, right now, we're talking to medical workers, police officers, military people, defense contractors. Are they getting the same reports that we're getting, that police and military in select areas are being told to prepare for checkpoints, and if people haven't had their flu vaccine, if they're not wearing their special RFID bracelet, they are arrested, put in buses, and taken to medical FEMA camps, which has been built all over the country? Let's talk to David in California, a firefighter. David, welcome.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, there are a couple things about this. We had my firefighter annual physical and stress test done. I got to talk to some of the industrial health nurses at the local hospital where they do this. Without being too obvious, I just brought it up in conversation with a few of them. You know, what have you heard about this, that type thing? Because I've heard nothing through the department. And most of my fellow firefighters have said that they won't take it, that they'll take a walk before they do. So the ones that are asleep say no, if I can use that term. The ones that are pretty much awake and know what's going on, the ones that are asleep will take it. The ones that are awake say they see through the plan. But I'm in a small rural area, so maybe it hasn't gotten here yet. And I had a physical with my doctor, as I said the other day, and he said he wouldn't take it. So getting kind of mixed signals. Can't tell at this point what's going on. Like you said, it looks like they're testing the waters is what they're doing. Gauging reaction of how, you know, people are going to react in the end.
Well, I agree with you. This is a way they can grandstand, be the savior, sell tens of billions of dollars in vaccine, target the helpless people in government that have trouble saying no, target the children, get all these mothers who want to save their kids running out to get the shots, and then also gauge the cover-up of all the damage the vaccine and deaths it undoubtedly is going to cause. I think that's what this is, a giant beta test towards something bigger in the future. But they've lined up so many assets that we have to take this very, very serious.
Absolutely. I'm not downplaying it at all.
Oh, no, I'm not either. I'm just saying we don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. I know a lot of local police officers, and the ones that I'm close with, I ask them, you know, have you heard anything about, you know, roadblocks or house-to-house searches? The ones I know personally say, well, they're really not saying too much. They're kind of keeping us in the dark. The ones that I know that I'm not close with just kind of shut up and say nothing. So you can read into that what you want.
Well, that's not a good sign.
Well, some people know something and some people don't. Some just don't want to talk about it. So
the local cops can't even talk to a fireman because you might be Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
That's what America's turned into. It's so pathetic.
You know.
But we trust these foreign banks to run all our money and control us. But, oh, my gosh, we can't trust the local fireman. He's evil.
Yeah, well, we don't know you that well, so you're not in our inner circle, so just be mum about it. I won't take the shot. I know most of my fellow firefighters won't, so that's where we're at.
All right, sir, God bless you. Thanks for the info. Dr. Conrad in Utah, Matt in UK, Ronnie in Texas, Brian in Ohio, your calls are all coming up. Wayne Madsen straight ahead for one segment. And then I've got bizarre headlines like this in the National Post. Manitoba First Nations outraged over body bags in flu shipments.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2009. We're simulcasting the last hour and 52 minutes, as we do daily, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we're now in the visual, not just on the radio. Thank you so much for joining us. So for this segment, we've got Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report on with us. He's been trying to get into the flu conferences. He's been beating the pavement in D.C. and Maryland with intel about what they're planning with the flu. Now they're announcing body bags in the U.S., in Canada, with the flu shipments. Under level 6 flu pandemic, they admit they can set up checkpoints, have martial law under U.N. treaty. That's in the news. We are getting reports from military and police. In one case, at an event that Joyce Rowley was at with a police officer, saying they'll set up checkpoints, arrest people, take them on buses to FEMA camps if they won't take the shots. That is in the executive order to arrest you if you refuse. They're doing weird amber alerts on the billboard systems at different pharmacies here in Austin, running reports about kidnapped kids and Alzheimer patients. They're not just on the big government billboards now, so they're testing that takeover grid. Is this just a cover to get the health care bill passed, to get the quote, financial reform bill passed, giving the banks more power? Is it a political cover? Is it a federalization drill? We've confirmed people getting the flu shot are being put in a database that they've had it. That's the beginning of, in this case or in the future, creating a database of who's had it and who has for quarantines. Police in major states are lobbying, and states are passing laws to go along with the feds for forced inoculation, arresting people, going in homes. That's the basic intel on that. Wayne Madsen, what are you hearing along those lines?
Well, I'll tell you, the fact is, I've been looking at where this flu came from, and I can report on your show for the first time that while the United States government won't look into this, part of the funding for this research into this swine flu H1N1 came from the government of Japan. Now, with a new government there, a Prime Minister Hatoyama, hopefully they might, as one of their first steps, investigate the funding of this research where they got this DNA out of this woman who died of the 1918 flu in Alaska, and how this was basically constructed in a laboratory. The word I get from the research community, definitely this did not happen naturally. This was manufactured in a laboratory environment.
Wayne, specifically, we talked to you a few weeks ago. You were going to try to get into that secretive flu symposium. We got the cover sheet for it saying mass graves, fatalities, quarantine. One of our people got in. We've now got the documents. They're printing them off for me. The details of the meeting, but he was kicked out. Were you able to get into that flu conference?
I was able to get into the flu conference. There was one anomaly. There was an individual who was there from the city of New York, the medical examiner's office, who headed up some sort of special investigation unit for 9/11, believe it or not. And when he found out that the press was invited to this conference, he basically pitched a fit and said, "You know, I don't want my comments recorded." He had his presentation on a thumb drive, his PowerPoint. He plugged it in. He took it out. There were no handouts. Nothing from his presentation. So this guy's subject was mass fatality management, and apparently he's been going around the country giving various talks at various seminars, but it was quite clear in that particular case, that particular subject was considered some sort of top secret.
Wayne, what's the big picture here? What do you think's really going on?
Well, you know, we've been, I have to say, we've been through this before. We have the anthrax case. Of course, anthrax is a bacteria. It's not spread from person to person. But we never had a full investigation of that. Now, and we know that the strain came out of Fort Detrick. Now we know with this particular H1N1 that it was a recombinant of two forms of human flu, two forms of swine flu, and one form of avian flu, and that it was constructed in a laboratory. There's obvious involvement by the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland, very likely also Fort Detrick, and two particular research centers were heavily involved, the University of Wisconsin at Madison and the National Microbiology Laboratory in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So there's enough information out there from the research community that this was a man-made virus. The question is to what intent? And was this a way to enrich these four vaccine manufacturers, because the vaccine was recently approved by the Food and Drug Administration? And if that's what it is, this is a potential major criminal case.
Incredible. Now, Dick Armey, and I'm no fan of Dick Armey of the Bush years, but he's come out in the Dallas Morning News and said this may be used as a cover to get government health care and to get other legislation passed during the hysteria. They almost brought the country to its knees for a few dozen deaths in April from the H1N1. What is going to happen as normal deaths happen by the tens of thousands this flu season that's now kicked off? Do you see this being used as a political cover?
Actually, it's going to take so long to implement any sort of health care program. This is going to, you know, this is very similar to the 1918 virus. The 1918 virus actually, like this one, it started, there was a bit of a surge in the spring of 1918. Then in the end of, at the end of September and October, it peaked in a very big way, killing millions of people around the world. It spread, there was one individual at the swine flu conference here who was a director of emergency services for Oklahoma. It was very interesting what he had to say. He went back to the city archives in Oklahoma City and looked at how this was spread back then. It was first there were reports out of Philadelphia, Boston, and New York. Troops were coming back from World War One from the front. They were heading back to the West Coast by train going through Oklahoma City, and that's how it spread, and it killed thousands of people in Oklahoma City. When they first had people get the flu, the city fathers of Oklahoma City said, oh, it's just a bad case of hay fever, until they realized how bad this was.
So is it just to make money for the vaccine makers? Is it a federalization drill? We've got reports, and they say under level six they can run checkpoints, force quarantine. They are keeping records of who gets the shot to create that database for who's complied and who hasn't. Bottom line, what do you see happening?
Well, there were two themes at the swine flu conference. One theme from the medical professionals. Their big thing was educate the public, let them know what the deal is. Then there were these FEMA types and the military types and the emergency services people. And their theme was, you know, we have to be prepared for riots at the vaccination stations, forced quarantines. They did talk about checkpoints at various travel hubs. So there are two themes. The medical professionals certainly didn't seem like they were buying off on all that business. But the, you know, the FEMA types, the Homeland Security types, they were all present, by the way.
And they're always wanting to expand their control and their mandate. And the flu's perfect to make the American people the enemy. And that was in the cover sheet about quarantines. We're now getting the internal documents here in just a moment. We're going to put some of them on screen as well. You're saying that they're trying to use it for police state, but that people aren't buying.
Yeah, they were excited. I have to say they were chomping at the bit, you know, saying, well, you know, if we have rioting at the vaccination stations, you know, and all this business, they were talking about invoking their quote-unquote protocols for this type of development, whereas the public health people, the people from the medical community, I got the distinct impression they're not singing off of the same song sheet. They're saying, look, we have to educate the public about this particular flu, and don't hold anything back, full transparency. And certainly we weren't getting that from the emergency services, the FEMA, Homeland Security people.
Were you able to get out of the conference with this, the internal report from the swine flu secretive conference?
I sat in several of the presentations and took notes. The only one, as I said, where there was opposition to the press being there was this guy from New York City who was discussing mass fatality management, who apparently dealt with the 9/11.
Yeah, our guy Williams said that he saw him there and was thrown out. We now have the YouTube video of our reporter or a fellow there doing reporting for us getting thrown out. Did you see that happen?
I didn't see it, but I did talk to one of the conference organizers. By the way, the company that organizes conferences is an Arab-owned company. They're based apparently out of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. The reaction even by the organizers to this guy from New York City was, they said that was very peculiar.
Interject Systems and others. Here's the internal document, folks. We're going to be going over all of this. Well, Wayne, as this unfolds, we'll continue to check in with you at WayneMadsenReport.com and link it up at InfoWars.com. Anything else you've got to add?
Well, we're expecting this to peak as it did in 1918 in October, probably the first week it'll peak, but we're already seeing surges in places like Minnesota, Washington State, college campuses.
And you're saying the intel is this is man-made and being done by design?
This was man-made, absolutely. This is coming from a top virologist who spent the last, since he first showed up in Mexico, has been spending
stay
all
there.
The time.
Stay there.
Okay.
Stay there.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to go to Dr. Conrad in Utah, Dr. Darren in Kansas, Bill in Los Angeles, Matt in the UK, Ronnie in Texas. We're needing your intel, what you're hearing about forced inoculations, quarantines. It's all in the executive order. The government says they may implement it. We're looking for signs that they are going to, or are they not going to. This whole thing is staged. That much is clear. The question is, what is the full extent of that? And I have two video clips we're going to play before we go to those calls. But everybody stay there because I want to talk to you. But I've got to get to these clips now. And that's a video clip, after we talked to Wayne Madsen, of a lady who says she's in the military training with the chips in California for quarantines and checkpoints. We checked out all her info. We're trying to get her on. But the transponder tracker she talks about, those have been issued. the Army and Marine Corps working with chips in checkpoints. We confirmed that 4 months ago. We didn't know why. Very illegal. And so that's what's so scary. And then we have a Texas peace officer saying the same thing from a month and a half ago in a video. So those are coming up. First her clip, then the calls, then to the other clip. Let's go ahead and go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, you went to the conference, you got there, you saw this, you confirmed a lot of what our other reporter was saying who was there and then got kicked out, and saying that the guy from 9/11 was getting very agitated over reporters being there and wanted him gone. That's why he said he was kicked out. You are saying, though, and you said this first here, and then it came out in the BBC, scientists say they believe H1N1 has been manufactured. But you're saying manufactured and released deliberately to just make money off vaccines, or is this something bigger?
Well, from what I understand from a person in the research community that's been spending all the time looking at where this came from, they may have used a human guinea pig to actually use what's called, they call it the mixing vessel. They couldn't use a pig because it didn't come from pigs to humans. It didn't come from birds to humans. It came human to human, that a human may have been the mixing vessel for this particular pandemic. And possibly that was an individual in Mexico, because they were the first cases we saw out of Mexico in the spring. And but all focus should be on the little Inuit village of Fort Brevik, Alaska, because that's where the corpse of a woman, a young woman who died in 1918. She was quite obese, so there was usable tissue because she was basically frozen in the permafrost. Those tissue samples were taken to the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland. And I mean, this is the ground zero, is that little Inuit village. It's apparently the village elders at first, when they went up there to get samples. They also went to Spitsbergen in Norway, but they didn't find anything there. So they were actually looking for samples of the 1918 flu. They brought this dead virus back to life.
And we've been talking about that for a decade. A lot of people have really been concerned about that. And the virologist, as you said, the genetic engineers are saying it looks like it was engineered from that. What's the goal then? Do they want to release something that kills a billion people so that they can reduce population? What's the point of this?
Well, I mean, if you look at this from a purely, criminal investigation standpoint, you've got companies standing to make a bundle of money on the vaccines. Obviously, you know, you've got wrongful death, issues here, being that this is man-made. So where is the investigation? And now that I've found out that part of the research was funded by the Japanese government, hopefully the new prime minister, who's not, believe me, this is the first non-oligarch party government in Japan since the end of World War II, except for one brief time. The new party over there is full of a lot of reformists. Prime Minister Hanayama and his government is in a better position to investigate this, I think, than our administration.
Well, yeah, the number three guy in the Japanese government's been on this show now, and he believes 9/11's an inside job.
That's right. This is the Democratic Party of Japan. It's a left-of-center government. They don't buy into the U.S. propaganda, and being that there is a Japanese link to this, I think they stand a much better chance to look at this from their end, because there was money that went into this research from the Japanese government.
But it appears, this flu is not that deadly. So if it's connected to the old super flu, again, something's weird here.
Well, deadly for some and not for others. I mean, what was it last week? An 11-year-old girl came home from school on a Thursday, sick. She was dead on Sunday. No pre-existing conditions. That's another protocol I think they're putting in place. Saying,
well, yeah, no. The flu of 1918, as you know, killed young, healthy people with a hemorrhagic autoimmune response in the lungs. Wow. Well, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us. We appreciate your great insight.
Good to be with you, Alex.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back out of break. We're going to play this lady in the military's clip about checkpoints. Then we're going to come back and play the other clip after that from a Texas peace officer saying something similar. Then Dr. Conrad, Dr. Darren, and many others that want to comment on what's happening. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Everybody, I want to say hello to all my subscribers and my friends. I finally got myself situated in our new home, and I'm back online now, and everything's A-okay. Hey, there's something I need to put out this morning, and I've been praying about it now for a couple days, because I wasn't sure if the Lord wanted me to put it out, and if He did, and I didn't know if I should send it to someone else and have them put it out, and I've contacted a few of you, and gave you this kind of stuff, hoping that you would put this stuff out. But I haven't seen it. So I don't think that I can wait any longer. I was reading from Proverbs 15 today, and it happened to mention in there about putting some sort of knowledge out. I can't quote it right now. My Bible's in the other room. So, well, let's go. I'm just going to tell you. So, here's the thing, guys. Am I nervous about putting this information out? Yes. Do I think that it might cause some harm to me? Yes. These are one of those situations where you must ask God and pray about it really hard. Should I do this or should I not? But if I don't do it, some lives could be lost, and I really don't want to see that happen. You can't see my heart right now, but it's beating 1,000 times a minute. Okay. I went away this weekend for a drill and found out some interesting information. Okay. Some of the guys that drill with me happen to be CHP officers, LA County sheriffs, and LAPD. And some of the stuff that they were putting out to us, or at least to my friend, you know, was putting out some things that about how they're training right now on running roadblocks, quarantine, and there's a video that was out recently that talked about shackles, that it's actually a bracelet that gets put on your right hand and somehow pinned into your hand, and it's meant to stay there forever. And it tells them that you've taken the swine flu vaccine. And if you don't have a bracelet, you'll be given the opportunity at the checkpoint to take the swine flu vaccine. And if you don't take it, you'll be boarded onto a bus to a concentration camp. What bothers me is a good number of the people are unaware of this. And the people that, some of the people that I spoke to, isn't really concerned. They'll just go ahead and take the swine flu vaccine. I don't know why the information's not getting out to everybody. Somehow they think that by taking the swine flu vaccine, they could avoid going to these camps. They can avoid any harsh penalties. But I'm telling you now, you take the swine flu vaccine, then you have already condemned yourself.
All right. We're going to play the rest of it next hour. It's up on Infowars.com. But I'm not just going off what this lady's saying with the military training with police. It's separately in all these other news articles that they are training for quarantines, checkpoints, lockdowns, bracelets. I don't know about this thing about it being attached to you. I think the point is, if you don't have that, you go to the prison camp. Look at this. This is out of the Scotsman, the big paper in Scotland. Scottish government prepares thousands of cardboard coffins for pandemic mass graves. National Post out of Canada yesterday. Body bags with flu vaccine shipments. There's the National Post right there. CBS has this propaganda piece where the talking head gets her toxic vaccination live on TV. I'm going to play this 4-minute clip of a Texas police officer at a public event. Joyce Riley's there. Greg Evenson talking about it. Then we're going to go to the next clip after that. Just going to play these back to back, and we're going to go to the callers. With CBS, a little 2-minute clip where they're doing the stunt of the anchor getting the shot live on TV. So they're really gearing up. And if we don't gear up and speak out against this, they may go ahead and go forward with martial law. And congressmen are talking about this happening as well. So let's go ahead and go to the next clip.
Behind you this last January, and I thank God I did. You wrote an article this last July 29th. I will never forget it. And there was an excerpt in the article that alarmed me, and not much surprises me anymore, regarding the swine flu and the military, implementing the military to help out. And in the article, I know you don't reveal your sources, but I'd like you to elaborate about the metal shackles they're going to put on the wrists with the computer chip. And maybe Catherine Albrecht, you can add to that comment.
Unfortunately, I believe one among several plans to ensure that the government's edict of mandated vaccinations, and by the way, the state of Oklahoma last week passed through its House just such a law for the state of Oklahoma and its residents that everyone would be vaccinated in the state of Oklahoma. Now, having said that, there are also plans that will ensure that you do not freely travel, nor will you be able to really go anywhere without proof that you have had the vaccination at the point that the government mandates that certain levels of the population take the inoculation. When that happens, I have been told by state troopers across the country that there are plans ready to be implemented that would include roadblocks and choke points, as we call them, major interstate junctions around major cities and so forth, where the greatest number of people can be held until they are either, they either prove their vaccination by papers or, in the case of a medical specialist in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who told me that they had observed a semi-tractor trailer being unloaded at the hospital loading dock, pallets and pallets, scores of cases of metal bracelets that once put on would slip into a place and be either pegged in there with some kind of device to hold it in place, but the band was meant to be permanent. On top is a chip. That chip will include all kinds of information about you and the fact that you have been inoculated. Now, this is one of several plans. It has not yet seen the light of day, but it is there. It's in readiness. You choose the poison. It's either slow homicide or slow suicide. They're either going to kill you with the injection, or if you go up and say, sure, I just want to be able to go wherever I want to go, and you take it, to me, that's virtual suicide. Just slow motion suicide. So we've all talked about not getting the vaccination, that's clear, but you may not have a choice. I am told that the plans include buses that will be standing by for people in roadblocks that refuse to take the inoculation. The people will then be escorted to the buses and taken, as I was told, in the state I was in at that time when I was speaking to the troopers, you're going to get a free ride to a nice warm bunk at Fort Riley. Well, it's one of several plans. We can't know until they're implemented, but I assure you that those plans are in place and law enforcement is going to be pulled in. And one of the articles I wrote, I said the law enforcement community will enforce the new world order. There will be many that will not, and that's good news for us. But I believe it's still a majority that will be standing in line saying, get your shot or get on the bus. That's what's coming.
In this morning's Flu Watch, it seems like everyone's talking about the H1N1 virus lately, but the regular flu season fast approaching. And our Dr. Jennifer Ashton is about to get her annual vaccination right here. Good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
All right. We're still waiting for the H1N1 vaccine to become available mid to late October.
Correct.
This is not that. This is the regular flu vaccine.
Regular flu vaccine, which started to come out a couple of weeks ago. It will be gradually being made available. Mm-hmm. Pharmacies, hospitals, doctors' offices. Very important for us to remember, the seasonal flu kills about 36,000 Americans every year. Mm-hmm. 90% of those or so are older people,
right,
or those with chronic medical conditions. And now, because of this flu season being so important, certain states, including our state, New York State, are actually making it mandatory for healthcare workers,
right,
to get vaccinated against both seasonal flu and H1N1.
So Anna Oliveira is here.
She's my medical assistant in my office, and she's going to give me the flu shot. And a couple of things that are important for people to know. First of all, it does not contain live virus, so you cannot get the flu from getting the flu shot.
Huh.
It does take, for this flu shot to be effective, about 2 weeks,
mm-hmm,
till you get the antibody protection. She's very good. And it is very, very important, especially for healthcare workers, because traditionally only about 40% of healthcare workers get vaccinated. And we are, excellent, Anna, we are the vectors of spread for this virus.
Right.
In addition, you don't want your doctor himself or herself to be, mm-hmm, sick. So very important for healthcare workers. We should strive for close to 100% compliance.
There you go. Anna, did you get your shot yet?
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Right, you guys are covered. You guys are covered. Very impressed. Way to go. And this is the regular flu shot.
Regular flu shot. You can get your pharmacy, your doctor's, yeah, office, hospital.
There you go. And we'll talk more about H1N1 when it becomes available next month. Jennifer Ashton, thanks so much. Up next, that's next Tuesday, September 22nd, here on the
Early
Show.
So that is the brainwashing that is going on out there as people run out and get last year's flu shot, getting ready to get the new flu shot. And Reuters is putting out propaganda saying, oh, there'll be a bunch of deaths every year. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, 900,000 miscarriages. Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. They expect an avalanche of so-called adverse event reports, which are a report of deaths, illnesses, or other health trauma that occur within weeks of receiving treatment in one case, in this case, the swine flu vaccine. So they're preemptively saying, if you have a bad reaction, we're just going to say it wasn't caused by the vaccine. This is amazing level of mind control. Let's go to Dr. Conrad in Utah. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons why we were in such a dire situation right now is even if the powers that be get a kind of a feel that there might be too much of a public backlash against some of these extreme measures, such as martial law or involuntary incarceration, the fact of the matter is that so many of the people are propagandized to the extent that they believe that vaccines are the intelligent thing to do, and they're just going to roll up their sleeve, and it's going to be devastating for so very, very many people. Not sure if Rob got some information through to you yet today. He said he was going to. He actually emailed me and asked me to call into the show. I've been working with Rob for a while on a tool to help viralize the truth about vaccinations. And, you know, the problem is I think that a good portion of your listeners, Alex, probably know the truth about vaccinations just from listening to your show. But the problem is that it is so difficult, and I know from 20-plus years of experience, I've known for 20-plus years that vaccinations are a fraud, that they don't work, and that they're dangerous. But I also know how difficult it is for the average person to be able to quickly convince their friend about that because they are so indoctrinated. So I came up with a simple tool that is very powerful and effective that can quickly convince someone of the truth.
Okay, what is it? Tell us.
It's an article that was published on Infowars.com August 18th called "They Want to Inject My Kid with What?" And if people want to go to YouTube and do a search for interview Dr.
No, we actually posted it. It's on prisonplanet.com. It's dozens of links. I guess you put this together. It's great. They want to inject my kids with what? Here it is. We'll zoom in on that. And it says video presentation by Barbara Lowe Fisher, President NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. And then it just has clip after clip of all the admissions about how deadly they are and all the different cancer cells that are in it, how it's made from dead baby parts. Yes, this is an amazing data page. Did you put this together or did one of our guys do this?
I did. And it was published August 18th, but then it kind of got buried in the archive section. What my idea was for there to be a little link to it on Infowars.com and the Prison Planet, I guess, would be good for your listeners to be directed to, because that way, with a click of a mouse, they can send it to all of their contacts, and within 20 minutes, each of their contacts, if they have a brain in their head or any goodness in them whatsoever, are absolutely convinced that vaccines don't work anyway. And
we have millions of listeners and hundreds of thousands of people on the site every day, and yes, I was marveling over how good this was, how well put together. They want to inject my kids with what? Four pages of links and documents from the CDC, all the admissions, the mercury, the squalene, what it does. They want to inject my kids with what? Just search engine that, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And thank you for putting this page together.
Yeah, the thing about it is, Alex, is if people just go to a general website, they are so overwhelmed with information, they just get bogged down and it's tedious and they kind of give up a lot.
I hear you. We got to work on getting you on again later. It's a great idea. I do want to move on because I want to get medical workers, police, military. That's why we open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. I want them to call in and are you getting ready for checkpoints? Are you getting ready for quarantines? We know the feds say they have that option on the table, but are you being told it's going to happen like this woman in the army training with the chips? Because we know that's going on. How widespread is this? Dr. Darren calling from Kansas. Go ahead, Dr. Darren.
Hey, Alex, I'd like to first thank you for waking me up a few months ago. I've been in healthcare for about 20 years now, and I want to share a personal experience I had in the military in 1990 when they came out with some of these crazy shots containing squalene. I had a reaction to one, and it will definitely cause you problems later on. I suffered from a rash from it. I had to go to the hospital and everything. You know.
By the way, I mean, as you know, the military admits the squalene and the anthrax shots caused horrible problems. That's not debated.
Definitely. And, you know, now I have a lupus-type rash when I go out in the sun. It's real strange. A Native American had kind of a brown skin. But, yeah, I get this really real rash on my body, my arms, everywhere. Even the heat from the shower causes it now. You know, it's been 20 years ago. So this stuff will stay in your body, and you can't wash it out. There's no way. I haven't suffered any neurological effects from it or anything like that, but my point was the day I was calling, I was getting some passport photos a few days ago, called Walgreens to see, you know, what they could do. Of course, they give them, and the first thing they will ask is, you know, this is Walgreens. Can we set you up for your flu shot today? And I was like, no. Do you know what's in those flu shots? And, of course, the person on the phone says, well, no, I don't. So I began to tell them about, you know, Americil, mercury, and things like this. And this young kid was, like, blown away. So he had to transfer me to somebody else with a little more knowledge. And I said, you know, I would, you know, I was talking to this kid about the flu shots. Do you know what's in them? Do they contain the Americil? And the lady was, like, very evasive about it. She said, yes, they do contain the preservatives. And I said, specifically the Maricil, and then, you know, she finally admitted.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this on the other side, and we're going to get to other eyewitnesses. Stay with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Well, the unions are big business men, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Three guests set up today that weren't flu related, and I realize this is just coming down on us right now, and I want to open the phones up specifically for military, specifically for police, specifically for medical workers with any intel on preparations for possible quarantines, checkpoints, lockdowns. Now, Waylon Jennings' son, who's a great musician in his own right, is a fan of the show, a patriot. He's on the road. He'll just pop in about 20, 30 minutes the next hour. But the last 20, 30 minutes of the show, I'm just taking calls, not just for medical doctors or people who are against the flu shot, specifically for whistleblowers on that issue. So be ready for that. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Dr. Darren in Kansas, finish up the point. You call Walgreens. You're trying to explain to the person on the other line what's in the shots. Go ahead.
Well, they seem, you know, a little evasive at first, like I said before, a little bit receptive to it. When I just asked them point blank, I said, you know, mercury is a poison heavy metal that can kill you. You know, you touch it, it can absorb whatever. You would inject that in your body. I said, would you let your child drink that? No, but you'd inject this in your body. And the thing is, Walgreens has pushed this for a couple of weeks now. They've already vaccinated over 1 million folks already. And, you know, they only did 1.2 million according, you know, Sur is S-U-R-C-H-U-R is a website I found, and it just gives some statistics over that. But they've already done almost what they've done in the whole entire season last year. So what are they getting out of this, and why are they pushing it, you know? This is something that's not right, and this was just an out-of-the-blue thing that, you know, raised this red flag with me. And, yes, they do put your information in a database. I asked them point blank. They do that.
And that's the first step towards having...
And that's crazy. Yeah.
That's the first step towards quarantines, knowing who has and who hasn't had the shot.
And what's their business? You know, what's the government's business, whether what you do with your health, period? You know, this is a private thing between you and your doctor. They're trying to federalize and micromanage every bit of our lives from child support to vaccinations. And it's crazy. We need to stop this somehow. We need to let them know. You know, we have to, you know,
absolutely. Dr. Darren, continue to call in as things develop. God bless you. I'm going to try to hurry now through some more calls. We got a short segment coming up before Shooter Jennings joins us. Specifically, and then after he leaves us, for people that have any info on the quarantines or the mass arrest, we know they're putting it in databases. We know the government's admitting they may do quarantines and checkpoints. The question is, police, are they telling you that they think they're going to do this? Or are they training you right now? Give us the information. This, all our lives depends on this. So 1-800-259-9231. Want to put one plug in here before we end this hour. We have an online video bookstore. That's how we support this operation. Very expensive to do. Plus, it's the best videos, the best books I've seen out there. We don't just carry my 24 films or my book or Paul Watson's book that are excellent. We have all the other great videos, and I consulted on Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, and I'm also featured in the film. William Lewis made it with Gary Franchi. It's really out of the ballpark, powerful. This exposes the FEMA camps are real. It exposes that Glenn Beck is a liar about them not existing. This has the government documents. This is very well produced and very shocking. Camp FEMA is now shipping. It's not officially out till tomorrow, but you can get it here first. We're shipping it out now. Camp FEMA, Infowars.com to order online, or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Infowars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Or again, 888-253-3139. And the flu, by the way, is the perfect cover for their takeover. It makes everybody a terrorist.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go to Bill in Los Angeles. He may have some info on what's happening with the flu. Bill, what's going on today? Bill, okay, John, you're giving me a new list then. Who specifically is first up in this new call list? Sean in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. I was in the military from 1992 to 1996, United States Navy. And my concern is that when we were in boot camp, when you first get there, the first week, and anybody that's been in the military knows what I'm talking about, when you first get there and you go to medical, they line you up and they shoot you up with a bunch of different shots with air guns, and nobody knows what these things are. So I'm wondering, I'm really concerned. I got a nephew going in.
Well, let me tell you, they have put troops in chambers, murdered them with nerve gas, Project Shad and others. They have injected you with cancer viruses, other experimental vaccines. They use you like white lab rats. And so you're concerned about it. Yes, that's the main reason you can't join the military, because they test eugenics, soft kill weapons on you.
Through.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I mean, is there any way to, you know, maybe the Pentagon, we can find out what are in these shots that they're injecting us with? I mean, to, you know, so we're aware of what we're getting ourselves into. Or not me, myself, I already got it.
Well, the Pentagon is not supposed to give you experimental shots unless you consent. Even if you're in the military, you have the right to refuse experimental shots. That's illegal. It's also a violation of the Geneva Convention. But they don't care. They still give you experimental shots illegally and won't tell you what you're being given. But it always leaks because then they order the base physicians, the MDs, to take it, and they're the ones that always lead the revolts against the anthrax, the smallpox. They admit the smallpox and anthrax were killing and maiming the troops. But no, if you're not a medical doctor, they just ignore you.
And one more question I had, Alex. Just say, you know, the president signs executive orders to force us to get the swine flu vaccination or any flu vaccination. I mean, those of us that have families, a lot of us, what are we actually supposed to do? I mean, if we say no, they're gonna you know, I guess we have the option to say no, but then...
Well, sir, they've already signed the executive order and implemented it under Level 6 for forced inoculation and quarantine. That is in effect. The question is, it's like taking a safety off on a gun. The question is, they're already saying they can do this. Of course it's illegitimate. They say they'll put you in prison for 2 years and give you a big fine. It's illegitimate. And the majority of people I know are going to say no. Unless they release some real deadly bioweapon and scare everybody into taking it. That's why it's so important, because we don't know exactly what's being planned.
So, I mean, basically, we say no, period, point blank, we're going to jail. I mean...
Well, you notice they try to come up and say, oh, don't you want to take it? You need to take it, because they know what they're doing is unconstitutional. Look, I appreciate your call. We're going to discuss it more. I'm not taking any more calls unless people specifically have info about the police being trained with the military for checkpoints and quarantines and lockdowns. I want to hear from everybody your take on the flu, and we'll cover that in the next few days. But I want to leave the phones open so that specific military and police and firemen and nurses and medical workers who are being told they've got to take it, we know that's going on, okay, all color of law, the executive order's there, but they say under the executive order, they can force you. But they say they're not forcing you now, but they're still ordering medical workers to take it. That's in the news. So I want to hear specifically from police about whether you're going to take it, firemen, whether you're going to take it, or if you have intel on drills. I've confirmed with emergency managers in January, before this stuff even started, they were getting ready for quarantines, lockdowns, checkpoints. We just played a lady from the Army saying she was training with the local state police in California, the CHIPS. I've confirmed the Army and Marines are doing secret training, but they won't say for what. And they are putting liaison officers in Oregon, in Texas, in California, and other states, regular Army in the police department. So we know a lot of this is going on. We want specifics. 800-259-9231. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. all good men and women. Call us. Let us know. Give us the intel. Only if you have that intel. The phones are open for you. We're going to your calls in about 30 minutes.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Well, we have the immortal Waylon Jennings' son, a great musician in his own right, Shooter Jennings, joining us for the next 30 minutes or so. Then I'm going to take specific calls only on intel from police, military, and medical workers about forced inoculations and quarantine that's starting to come out in the news. What are you being told behind the scenes? That's coming up. And we're going to get Shooter next time he's in Austin, Texas, in studio for a full hour with us. You know, I'm a big Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings fan. I love the Highwaymen. Grew up listening to Waylon Jennings. And we got a world exclusive today. Shooter's album isn't out yet. And new song is called Wake Up. We're going to be telling you a little bit about that coming up before he leaves us and playing a few of these new tracks off of his new album that's coming up. But we found out that Shooter is a fan of the show, and we're a fan of his work and his dad's work. And so we thought we'd get him on here, talk about his music, talk about the New World Order, and talk about what his dad would think today, looking at the politics going on in this world, because Waylon Jennings did pioneer outlaw country music. So it's a good to have you here, Shooter.
Man, it is great to be here, Alex. It's nice to meet you. Like I said, I'm a fan of yours, and when I was doing this new album that I've done, I'm going to play this song off of here. When I was doing this record, I did a lot of research into your world and what you do, and people like David Icke and all these different writers and the whole, everything going on. And one thing that me and my girl Dre, my fiance, we're like big fans. We've gone through all the stuff, and we watched Dark Secrets inside the Bohemian Grove because that was a big part of my kind of research and what I was going to write into this album. And I was looking at that, and that must have been, that was a trip, man. And I have to say, I have to get your approval because I actually used a sound clip of some of the sounds with the crickets and everything that were going on in the background and used them on the song on the record.
When sure, you use it. I'm honored. I'm honored, Shooter.
Well, it was just one of those things that when that funeral pyre and that whole thing was going on, it was a trip, man. I mean, I literally watched it probably 10 times. It was so freaky. You must have been freaked out being there.
Well, I mean, at first I wasn't freaked out till I saw the old men getting really upset and excited, and they were taking it very serious. And I realized, my God, I'm really in the middle of a Eyes Wide Shut type meeting. So I'm honored that you did that. Of course, Shooter was born Waylon Albright Jennings, was born Roland, the only child of Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter. He lived his first few years in the crib on his parents' tour bus. He said, I thought everybody's family was like mine, he remembers. Again, it's great to have you here. When did you start waking up to this whole global system, and what would your dad think of the world today?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that, because my dad was a very individual. He had a very individual political view because he didn't really ever support anybody that was in office, but he could recognize when things were done right and wrong. But I think if he were to see what's going on now, he would agree with us 100%. I mean, there's a farce going on and the world is changing and it's getting closer and closer to being in the grip of the United Nations and everything that's going on. It's scary.
Well, you know, we know we've got Willie Nelson against the New World Order. He comes on the show. And so it's great to hear from Waylon Jennings' son that Waylon would have been on board against this. But I mean, what else would he do? He was a great guy and a great patriot. So getting back to you, Shooter, when did you start to figure out there was a bigger picture?
Really, my kind of awakening to all of this was in the last 3 years. I really didn't pay as much attention to what was going on. And I'm a real big fan of Coast to Coast AM, and I've been listening to that for about 15 years since I was in high school. And I have to attribute part of it to David Icke, because even though his philosophy is pretty nuts at the end of it, you know, his message is ideally the true message. When I heard him on the air, it completely made me start digging. And I had known about you, but then I started watching all your episodes. I mean, I watched all your stuff on the swine flu when that first broke, and your interview with Icke, and then I you know, Bohemian Grove, and really dug into that world, and then kind of absorbed as much of this as I possibly could. And
sure,
kind
well,
of found,
Icke. I mean, Icke is a visionary and has certainly woken up tens of millions of people. And his idea of the mind revolution, breaking free of the control paradigms, is just absolutely powerful. So we're blessed to have David. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. And you know, but for me, after I absorbed all of it, you know, I kind of, it made me look at the world differently. And I had already started, the reason I started caring is because, you know, I just had a daughter, and she's going to be 2 in November. And that there was something that my woman had been telling me to do for years, but I didn't figure it out until I had this little girl who was living with meaning and really digging in and the representation of truth and the importance of truth and being a true person. And it really changed the way it motivated my life. So when I found out about these things, I felt, you know, that it was, I had to dig, and I had to find all the answers myself. And I studied, you know, the Masons, and went deep into all these different sects. And I have all these books, everything from the occult to the other thing. I just familiarized myself with what was going on and the terminology and everything. And it really brought me to this completely, I feel like a completely different person when I see the world. And I see how much of it is just right there in front of our faces with the television and with in school and things they do, the way they set you up, you know, for life. you think that your whole job is to make money and die, but you can make a difference, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about the awakening that's happening across the board. That's why the controllers are trying to bring all these different control mechanisms in. Your website is shooterjennings.com, and we'll put that up on screen.
All it has is tour dates. You know, I'm actually playing tonight with Willie in Newkirk, Oklahoma. You were talking
I saw
Willie.
That. Yeah. Tell folks about some of your tour dates coming up. You're playing with Willie tonight.
Yeah, playing with Willie tonight, and tomorrow we're playing in Abilene, Texas. And then we had a show with Cross Canadian in Lubbock the next day, but it got canceled because of this Texas Tech stuff, so we're all going home. And then we're launching a tour with this band, J.J. Gray, in Mofro. So you can, you know, we're just kind of out there preparing for this album to come out, and then when it comes out, we're going to go do a big tour with that. But the album is such a different step, and it has such a, it's rooted in exactly what we're talking about and waking up. The whole album is about truth and waking up. And so I'm excited to get this music out there and really go and promote something that I think could maybe wake up a couple people.
In fact, we've got your website on screen right now.
It looks like crap.
No, it looks great. Stop it. No, but it's got an alarm clock, and it's flashing in green, wake up. And we're going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come back in with a world exclusive here on the air, Shooter, and I appreciate you doing that, of your new title track, Wake Up. And so I'm excited have that here.
There's no better forum for this song, and I knew that it was the opportunity for the first piece of music to be heard would be right here, and with this song, it's perfect.
Well, that's exciting, and obviously Willie likes it because you're playing with him tonight. Say hi to Willie for me. I haven't called him in the last few months, and I need to stay in touch with him. We all get so busy. Months and months just flip by, but tell Willie I said hi when you see him tonight.
He's no stranger to that, neither is any of us, so I absolutely will, buddy.
We know what he'll be doing on the bus this evening.
Reading books.
Yeah, reading books and... Oh, my God. You know, it was fun being with Jesse Ventura and Willie on the bus.
Oh, man, I bet that was insane.
Oh, that was insane. That was insane. Up there playing chess with Willie, too, is always fun at his house. Okay, Shooter, we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. Tell me about some of the other songs on the album. You say one of them's got some kind of background stuff from the Bohemian Grove in it.
Yeah, that's a song called Summer of Rage that I have on the album. That kind of deals with the coming police state to some degree, and you, which you're no stranger to. I mean, that you got all those movies you made about it. And it's like kind of dealing with... You know, it actually deals with them building the mass graves in the States and things like that. I mean, there's, you know, it's a pretty heavy song. But the whole album, it doesn't all deal with this. It's like there's moments that touch on this, but it touches a lot on the truth and love in your heart and the importance of that and the importance of two people being that, like two people in a, you know, two points connecting is like the most important thing on the planet. So it deals with basically all these things, you know?
Well, it's like that Don Henley song, Inside Job.
Yeah,
we're
going to
change the world individually, one person at a time. When we stop watching so much TV, when we stop fighting with each other, when we start really getting centered and not being as materialistic, that's when we can actually see the wider universe and not be completely controlled by Madison Avenue.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better, man. That's the truth. You know, and that's a lot of the focus on this. And that's, I'm really proud that we've worked over a year on this record. And it's like, I feel like it's going to be something that, if anything, will express the importance of truth, you know?
When is the record coming out? I know this is a never before heard song we're about to hear, but when is it coming out officially?
It's going to come out sometime in the early 2010. We're aiming in February, but we don't have a firm date yet. We will soon. But we were originally going to put it out in November, and we pushed it back because we're kind of working on some other components to make it a little bit better and bigger and more of an experience.
Yeah, you will sell no wine until it's time, so you're crafting it. Well, it's a great song. We're going to come back after this quick break and play it. And we're also going to play a song where you guys did the music and your father, Waylon Jennings, is singing. And, of course, I guess you're Waylon the Second, but you go by Shooter. There's also the myspace.com/ShooterJennings. So people can also check out your MySpace or just Google MySpace Shooter Jennings and you'll find it. That's a cool name. If I have another son, I can name him Shooter. I never thought of one that cool. All right, Shooter. Shooter, stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this quick break. Again, it's myspace.com/ShooterJennings or just ShooterJennings.com. Son of the legendary Waylon Jennings. We'll be right back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
They say good fences make good neighbors. For you, my friend, this might be true. But you still gotta put bars on the window to the soul inside of you. Thank you.
poison your mind when you're a child. With their fear and their guilt and their blues, they teach you that you're just a number. As they program you in school, so by the time you're out in their world on your own, you've been trained not to bite the hand of the cruel.
Well, that is part of Wake Up, and there's a bunch of other tracks. Boy, I tell you, Shooter, that is just awesome music. It sounds like a mix of a whole bunch of stuff, a little bit of a Pink Floyd sound. What would you say the main influences on your music are?
Man, it's all over the place. I'm a radio DJ as well on a Sirius station. I just play a lot of different music from rock to country, blues, funky. I'm kind of all over the place. So inspiration for me comes from everything. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and I'm a huge, you know, Willie Nelson fan. I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan. I'm a huge, you know, Funkadelic fan. It doesn't matter. I kind of go across the board. So it's all over the place. It's kind of a stew.
Well, that was only half of the song in the time we have today. We're going to play some more coming back, some of the other tunes. But if it's cool, I'll play the whole thing tomorrow.
Yeah, you go for it, man. I'd love for it because I really feel like it's kind of an anthem for the people that listen to your show and things like that. I do believe in it like that. So I would love for you to.
Well, I mean, it's got a huge sound. I mean, this needs to be a big hit.
Well, we'll see. You know, radio don't really play me, but I feel like that, you know, if you play me, that's the target audience more than some either country or a rock justification. I feel like it's about just getting the people. So I'm happy if you play the song.
Well, I'm happy having you here with us. When we come back, well, getting into some of the lyrics, those are really powerful, revolutionary lyrics. I mean, you're absolutely
Thank
right.
You
it certainly
very
fits
much.
On this show.
Thank you very much. Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of saying that you don't have to pay attention to these kind of barriers that the world and sets up for you when you're, you know, that's what they're doing, and they're setting it up so they got you in a box, and it's like just you got to wake up and start living, you know.
Well, the biggest thing is getting outside the little fear box, these little bubbles we're in, and the social engineers close the bubbles down smaller and smaller, where everybody's just scared to death that they don't dress just right and look just right and say the politically correct thing, whether it's liberal or conservative, that their friends and neighbors won't like them.
Oh, I know, man, and there's nothing worse than that because you're just a sheep if you live like that.
Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings, is our guest. We're going to come back, play some more tracks off his new album. Also a piece that he did with his father, Waylon Jennings, on the other side. Then I'm going to your calls. Carrie in Alabama is a police officer and Navy folks and a nurse on the flu. Stay there. We're going to your calls after Shooter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
His son, Shooter Jennings, and that's Waylon Forever is the name of that album. I had never heard that. Boy, that is some great stuff with your dad.
Thanks, man. You know what actually happened was when I was 16, my dad and I went and cut this album, and the music was, I was doing all the music, and it was on keyboards and drum machines and stuff, and I basically took those tracks that never got released and went in with my band 2 years ago. We were called the 357s at that point, and we went in and cut an album where it was basically Waylon Jennings and the 357s. And so it's the vocal tracks from the album we did when I was 16 with updated music, and it's pretty cool. It's like 45 minutes, and it's pretty psychedelic, and he does a cover of Cream's White Room on it. It's pretty wild, man.
And Hero Fent is the name of the new band that you head up.
Yeah, Hero Fent. It's like the tarot card for the Hero Fent is basically the character that's supposed to devote their life to bringing the truth and God's message to the people. And so it's like a kind of a protector of ancient wisdom and things like that. So with the new album, we're going by Hierophant, and I got a couple new dudes in the band, and we're like going out there attacking this message.
No, that's a great name. I mean, that's just awesome. So it means truth, man. That is exciting.
Thank you.
You've got another song, not from your new album, that people just heard a world exclusive from the song Wake Up. I'm going to play it in its entirety tomorrow. We're almost out of time here. But you're going to be coming to town, too, in Austin in November to play at Stubbs. And we're going to have you here in studio the day before you play.
I can't wait, man. We're going to have a good time.
Do you have that date in November yet in front of you?
I don't have it confirmed yet, but I soon will be. It'll be up on our website on CheeterJennings.com, and I'll coordinate with Rob over there with you. So
okay, we're going to play one more song or part of another song, but while we've got you here talking about the New World Order, then we're going to the phone calls from police and others about the flu situation. Anything else, Shooter, you'd like to add to the audience?
Man, I just want to say that I love what you're doing, and everybody out there, truth seekers of the world, you know, you have to. If you dig, you'll find the truth, and it'll set you free.
Okay, you want to play Gone to Carolina?
You got it. It's Electric Rodeo, and this is one that maybe some people out there have heard, so I figured we'd throw them a Southern Rock jam.
All right, this is Shooter Jennings. Here we go.
Every time I think I smell that sweet southern rain, it takes me to a station on the long black train. I wanna hear the wind blow and feel the earth move below me. In spite of all the good times, I gotta rest my soul. So I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina, but I know that I'm wrong. Yes, I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina, but I know I have a home. It's like a bell inside of me, and it's ringing out loud. I've been so high for so long, there's nothing tried nor true. I'm thinking about coming down to lay a little on you. And I'm gone, yes I'm gone.
Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings, and we're definitely going to have him in studio when he swings through Austin. It's great to know that he's traveling along the same path as us, looking for truth and exposing the corrupt New World Order. That song, Wake Up, was getting into eugenics. and how the globalists want to kill everybody so they can fill their fat bleeping bellies. And look what Rob Jacobson walked in with. Newsweek, the case for killing Granny, with an image of a plug pulled out of the wall, teaching everybody in the socialist system that people have to die so others can do well. He's playing with Willie Nelson tonight, the First Council Casino in Newkirk, Oklahoma. So you can catch him there this evening. If you're an Okie from Muskogee, you can definitely get on over there. And more tour dates at the website, ShooterJennings.com. Shooter, it's been great having you on, brother.
It's been great to be on, buddy, and I hope to see you soon.
God bless you, my friend. What do you think in closing of this flu situation?
Oh, God, dude, don't even get me started about the vaccine. That's the thing, is that you know, they're going to keep vaccinating everybody, and they're going to keep changing, having another excuse. The donkey flu will be next, man. I'm just waiting on it. I can't. I'm sick of that.
Shooter, God bless you, and it's just been great having you here, and we love your dad.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, man, and I love you guys, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiring a lot of people, including me, out here.
Take care. There goes Shooter Jennings, ladies and gentlemen, ShooterJennings.com. Now, I'm looking at that call board, and TJ says he's an eyewitness to military checkpoints and drills for martial law, and he hung up. Keep the phones open for TJ. TJ, you call back in right now, 1-800-259-9231. And tomorrow and Sunday, we're going all flu all the time, covering this, going over it. I'm going to recap that in the last 2 minutes of the show today, but I want to go to calls now. Carrie in Alabama, who's a police officer. Mister from Minnesota, retired Navy. Glenn, a nurse. Dr. Laura, Illinois. Wonder if that's Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Carrie in Alabama, police officer, thanks for holding while Shooter Jennings was on. Tell us what you know about the quarantine talk.
Well, I haven't heard anything about quarantine here in this city yet, but I know they said they were going to shut all the schools down if they reached 20%. Right now it's at 9% here throughout the county. We had like 6 cases of the swine flu that was actually here, but that I know of some of those people, they did survive. It was students, though, but it's going around the schools at this time. And
they're telling you 9% have it now?
Yeah, it was 9% throughout the whole county. It was 9% here. Not the actual swine flu. They only had like 6 cases of that here. But the total county, if total county reached as far as like just flu period, or kids get sick at 20%, they were going to shut down all the schools.
What do you think's going on? I mean, this flu's hardly killing anybody. It's weak. Why are they... talking about forced inoculations and checkpoints in some areas of the country?
I don't know, but I will say this. Earlier during this summer, FEMA did give a class for the local authorities here throughout the county for federal emergency management assistance going to other cities and states like that. And they did, that I know of last year, our department, they forced everybody. We had to go get a bio suit for either biohazard or nuclear. Something nuclear. I mean, I asked the question. I mean, the red flag went off in my head, but I didn't really see anything about it. I mean, really thinking about it.
What do you think's going on, and what do the other officers think?
Well, I'm trying to get them turned on to it now, because, like I said, I woke up to it 2 months ago, and like I said, I've just been watching you and doing my own research, and it's nuts, man. This is crazy.
Well, a lot of police... In New York, they're trying to order the police and nurses to take it. They're saying no. If they order you guys in Alabama to take it, what do you think's going to happen?
Probably pure hell. It's going to be chaos. I know right now they're not forcing it here. I do have some people or some friends in the medical field that say it's voluntary at this time. They can take it if they want, but they don't have to take it. It's not mandatory at this time. But more likely, it's probably going to exceed to that to mandatory if something does happen.
All right. Carrie in Alabama, keep our number. Stay in touch. God bless you. There goes Carrie. Let's go to Mr. in Minnesota, retired Navy. He says he has some info. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I joined the Navy back in 98. Got diagnosed with colon cancer in 99, so that changed everything, my naval career. Became a master at arms, which is naval law enforcement, in 2000. Then, as we know, September 11 came in.
And why is a young person getting colon cancer? Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's a good question. I had that for myself, and that was the reason why I was medically retired. from it, from the discharged in 04.
Yes, sir. What's your info on this?
Okay, here we go. So my main billet was Marine Cadre, and that would involve direct integration with the whatever base that I was located at and taking whatever security duty section was on at that time. And if the word came down, to directly integrate with the civilian law enforcement quadrant in our local area.
So you're talking about the Marines and the Navy integrating with local police?
Correct. Now, at any naval base, there's a military law enforcement division, and that division has the authority to go, if given, to go out into the civilian population.
And that's the point I've made, that we discovered this in the late 80s going on illegally. Now they're just now announcing it to the public. This has been a long-term program.
Correct, and that was what I was directly involved with. If the word came down, say, if 9-11 didn't go the way that they may have planned and revolt happened, we got stepped up to Con Delta at the time before they got the color system. That's the highest that there is, and we went to full-blown waiting for people to storm the gates and going out and securing different checkpoints throughout the Jacksonville-Mayport area.
So as a person in the military, was it Marines or was it Navy?
Where I was at was Navy because we had the manpower.
Did you have – were you trained at these checkpoints to open up on crowds if they tried to overrun you?
Oh, yes. We did several drills, in fact, in the pre-September 11th, months leading up to September 11th, excuse me, of crowd demonstrations. And also I participated in a force-on-force drill where I basically infiltrated the HSL squadron and planted simulation explosives throughout the squadron area.
Yeah, the military's training for the American people to attack them. Now they've taken that military training down to the smallest towns, teaching them that gun owners are going to be the terrorist.
Right. And at the time, I was completely brainwashed, like I said. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And at the time, there's people that are probably just as bad as I was, where they're so involved and so ingrained and so entrenched in the camaraderie, the spirit, the core, that they forget about, you know, human and civil liberties.
Well, listen, I'm going to do at least once a week now where we open it up for police, military, and insiders. Call me back again tomorrow or Sunday or next week. I'm going to do this more and more because I get these emails from folks like yourself who can never get through. We're going to have more people come on and blow the whistle. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. And TJ says he's an eyewitness to all this, but then he hung up. TJ, 1-800-259-9231. We're keeping that phone open unless it's another whistleblower about the checkpoints and quarantine info. Let's go to Glenn in PA, a nurse. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a registered nurse in Pennsylvania in the suburbs of Philadelphia. I do private duty home care work through an agency, and I inquired of my boss the other week if she knew anything about this vaccination being made mandatory, and she said she was going to a meeting and get back to me. I spoke to her today, and she said it was really sort of a de-emphasis. So one thing she said is they're changing the protocol. Instead of calling for two swine flu shots, they're changing the protocol to be only one swine flu shot. So I guess instead of three shots, it's a total of two, one for the regular flu and one for the swine flu. Because apparently she claims that they claim it's they found that the one shot was effective. So that's, you know, the only, you know, the information they have about that it's not, it'll be a, you know, cutting down the number of shots. And they're saying there's a real de-emphasis on the idea of it being mandatory. I don't work in an institutional setting like the guy from UCSD Medical Center did or anything like that. But she claims there's, you know, no indication that at the moment that it would be mandatory.
Are they trying to make medical workers take it like they're doing in New York?
I can't speak for the institutions in the area, but this is, again, I work in home care through an agency, so it's that's sort of outside in its
I understand you get dispatched out to people. Well, continue to keep our number as this develops. We know under level six they have quarantine force inoculation. We know they've been drilling for it. We're trying to find out if this is just a federalization drill to practice federal and UN control, or if they're really getting ready to go with this. So thank you. That's encouraging that the evidence I see is that the people aren't buying it, so they're backing off a bit. Is that what you're saying?
Either He's gone. No, I'm not. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Either that or they're trying to create a temporary de-emphasis, and then they'll whip it out later and say, oh, no, it is mandatory.
You know, exactly.
They're trying to play down the inquiries, you know.
So that the hysteria can grow and then people beg for it. Hey, the case for killing Granny. Why not? We'll be right back. I mean, these eugenicists are just right out in the open. Cover to Newsweek. Final segment, more key calls straight ahead. 800-259-9231.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
All right, let's move quickly to Shane in Tennessee. Says they have copies of medical emails. Shane, give us details, please.
Excuse me?
Shane, give us quickly details, and I'm going to Dr. Laura.
Oh, yes, sir. I just want to say thank you for all your help in fighting the New World Order, Alex.
Thank you.
I got an email this morning from a friend that works at West Tennessee Healthcare here in Jackson, Tennessee. And on this coming Monday and Tuesday, they are preparing for a mass vaccination of all employees.
Yeah, see, that's how they do it. In California, some areas, and in New York City, it's in the news. They're just ordering everybody to take it, but then not saying there's not a law. I mean, does the email say they're going to make people take it?
It says, we just received flu vaccine and are implementing a mass vaccination for all of West Tennessee healthcare employees, with Monday and Tuesday being peak distribution days. And this is coming from the health and wellness services from the local hospital here in Jackson.
And this is the H1N1 supposed pig flu.
Correct.
Can you send me copies of that and black out the headers, or we'll do it? Just tell us if you want it blacked out. So, everybody's intel. Send it to Hartman@Infowars.com. CC it to Kurt at Infowars, because we're going to go full-time now covering the flu here.
Okay, we can do that. I just want to tell you thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Shane. And I'm going to jump because I want to get this, everybody. But, yes, we'll continue to take calls. Thank you, Shane. I don't mean to be short. We just want to cram everybody in here. Dr. Laura in Illinois, what's your intel, doctor?
Yeah, hi. I'm Chamberlain, not Schlesinger. And, okay, I just wanted to let you know, I've been talking to the Cook County officials here, the elected officials and the city officials, and they're not aware of any forced vaccination going on here at all.
What we're looking for is preparations, drilling the police and military to carry out quarantines.
Yeah, no, they're not aware of it. They're looking at me. They kind of have this blank stare like, huh? And when I tell them that, you know, this is becoming quite an issue across the country. Like, people are arming themselves over this issue. They just are assuring me that they have no orders.
Well, that's good news then. It may just be they're telling some military and police units, which is in the level 6 material, to train for this in case, but that they're not getting ready to go with it. And that's what I wanted to get to the bottom of. I don't think we've gotten all the way to the bottom, but if you're up in Illinois and near Chicago and they haven't heard about this, then that's a good sign.
That's exactly right. Now, I do want to let people know, Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Bill Deagle have about an hour-long YouTube called the Nutramedical Report.
I've had them both on the show, and I had Dr. Blaylock on last week. Yes, we're familiar with them.
So they talk about what to do if you are, in fact, forced to somehow have the vaccination. There's a whole list of things that they recommend. So go on YouTube and find that out. That's great. Okay,
yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Doc. I got to jump because we're out of time. Again, tomorrow, Sunday show, Monday, we're going to be spending a lot of time. We'll have some other guests on about the economy and healthcare, but we're not going to get diverted completely by Kanye West or whatever his name is and the jackass comment. We're going to talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family here. And we covered it in the last 4 hours. So if you missed any of it, I broke down the big picture, what I think's happening in the first hour. So retransmission at Infowars.com. And the audio streams is coming up. The free podcast, over 180,000 people downloaded today for free. Just click on the listen button at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it takes you to the Infowars podcast where you can sign up for that absolutely free. Keep spreading the word about the show. The light of day will expose the new world order. That's why this show needs to grow. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.